This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's been a stormy few days.
A couple of our trees were down, our fence is down in the back, our glass table shattered, and we have a mess. We have a mess to clean up.
Her area around Chicago got nailed yesterday as people from the Carolinas to New Jersey clean up from storms that started hitting Friday, and many are sweltering without air conditioning. The power's still out. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has more live.
Dave, thousands of people in the D.C. area spent their weekend sweltering with no A.C.
We have a generator running in my house. We've lost power 10:30 Friday night, I guess.
He's in Maryland, but it's not just people's homes. It's traffic signals and mass transit. About 400 traffic lights are in the state are out, mostly in Montgomery County. Officials say these storms uprooted trees and destroyed homes and cars and left 17 people dead from New Jersey to West Virginia, Dave.
Now, Evan, some federal and state and local government workers around Washington have the option of staying home today to avoid what could be a congested, messy commute. Things are also tough in wildfire-scorched Colorado Springs.
While 7,000 people are now back in their homes, most don't have water or electricity. Crews are still working to repair the lines destroyed by the Waldo Canyon fire. About 3,000 residents living in the most damaged subdivision were only allowed to go back briefly yesterday to check on their homes and collect a few belongings. Susan Reynolds' home survived, but most of her neighbors did not.
Your just heart goes out to those families. So we're just so incredibly blessed.
The fire now covers about 26 square miles and is now 55% contained. In Denver, Brenda Stewart, Fox News Radio.
The head of the Arab League wants Syria's fragmented opposition to unite. This as the Red Cross evacuated 26 civilians from a Damascus suburb where Syrian troops flushed out rebels after a 10-day battle that left dozens dead, hundreds wounded. Saying the buck stops with him, the chairman of British-based Barclays Bank has stepped down in the middle of a scandal. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-630-8703. 1-888-630-8703. That's 1-888-630-8703. 1-888-630-8703.
When we get a chance to tell Rush Limbaugh what we think, we say, thanks, big guy. Rush Limbaugh, weekdays at 11 on WTAW College Station, Bryan.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW... think of the businesses who made it possible for you to hear the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Here's a big gig'em to these businesses who sponsor Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics. News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service. Are you tired of the song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there is a choice. America's Choice. Founded in 1995, America's Choice certified roofing crews have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. They install all types of roofing from composition to metal. They have the presidential roof that offers a 20 to 50 year warranty. See the details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com. They employ two insurance adjusters to help with all your insurance claims. If quality workmanship and affordable prices are important to you, then make the right choice in America's Choice Roofing. Call for a free roofing estimate today at 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-5-MY-ROOF. 855-569-7663. See all details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com. America's Choice.
Find complete nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
The dog days of summer are here. The staff at AeroFit Health and Fitness want to remind you that we have four great locations to better serve your fitness needs, all in climate-controlled comfort. You don't have to work out in the summer heat and humidity. Plus, AeroFit has four swimming pools to help you refresh yourself this summer. Voted best of the Brazos 9 years, AeroFit has so much more to offer you and your family. AeroFit offers you racquetball, tennis, basketball, and indoor track and volleyball, plus summer camp and swim lessons for the kids. Plus, AeroFit has friendly, professional, personal training staff. Let one of our trainers get you on a path to a happier, healthier you. And now, with the addition of the two new 24-hour express centers, AeroFit offers four locations to better serve you. Check out all of the many fun exercise options AeroFit has to offer you. Call, click, or come by today and look us up on the web at aerofitclubs.com. Join today and your body will thank you later.
So make that getaway today. You know you're gonna feel great. We're told.
Shoppers wait all year for July 4th savings. And here's what's happening at Star Furniture. Everything's at incredibly low holiday savings of 25, 35, up to 54% off, plus free financing. See store for details. Star Furniture, different by design.
It's time to go old school as the BCS Chamber of Commerce presents Ladies Night Prom Rewind. This prom is just for the ladies, no dates required. Still got that old prom dress or bridesmaid's dress hanging in your closet? Here's your chance to show it off. Wear a dress from any decade, brush up on the Macarena, and get ready for a great night of dinner, dancing, and fun. Ladies Night Prom Rewind, Friday, July 13th at the Hilton College Station. Brought to you by Dr. Angeletta Brown and Chrome, a salon experience. For tickets, go to bcschamber.org or call 260-5200.
WTAW News Time, 607, 73 degrees right now at the studios on our way to a high today in the mid-90s with a slight chance of showers. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this first look at news brought to you by MSC Opus, celebrating its 40th anniversary season with the Midtown Men, Carol Burnett, Pride and Prejudice, and much more. Visit mscopus.org. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The jury deciding punishment in the Stanley Griffin capital murder trial deliberated 4 hours before deciding to give Griffin the death penalty. Griffin was convicted in the September 2010 strangulation death of Jennifer Haley and leaving her son for dead. The jury of 10 women and 2 men sat through 7 days of testimony and debate during the punishment phase of the trial. It's a first for the Texas A&M Police Department arresting one of their own. Lieutenant Alan Barone says retired officer John Phillips is accused of 2 burglaries earlier this year at the Blocker building and taking a variety of electronics.
It's one of those situations it's almost hard to explain because a lot of us are in shock.
Barone says the investigation began when a detective found Phillips had pawned more than 40 stolen items. Then UPD went to the district attorney's office and the decision was made to bring in College Station police to assist.
Because of the sensitivity of the fact that he was a former employee of ours and a police officer. That way, this would remove any questions of how the investigation would be handled and also to avoid any perceived conflict of interest that there might be.
The 54-year-old Phillips is out of jail after posting bond. He retired from UPD in 2007 after 29 years with the department. A Houston area woman was killed and 2 others were injured after a Sunday morning accident on Highway 6 north of Bryan. State troopers say 67-year-old Dorothy McLean of Dickinson was southbound near FM 2818 when she lost control of her car on the slick road, ran off the road, and overturned. McLean later died at St. Joseph Bryan. The others on board are a 5-year-old boy from Dickinson and a 62-year-old Navasota woman. They are both in stable condition at St. Joseph. No one was wearing a seatbelt. For the first time in the history of Easterwood Airport, all commercial flights now involve jets. Airport Director John Happ says upgrades involve both United and American Airlines.
With United Express taking over for Colgan, we're going to have 4 regional jets flights a day. And then American has replaced their ATRs with regional jets.
Another change is American employees taking care of United jets and passengers at the airport.
I think people are not going to see any difference in the service. It's just going to be a fewer number of people maintained here on station.
TAP says negotiations continue to add flights connecting Easterwood to destinations in the Southeastern Conference. Today marks 3 weeks or begins 3 weeks of street work in a North Bryan neighborhood. Old Hearn Road will be rebuilt between Woodville and Wilkes. While there will be one lane of traffic during the project with flagmen on the scene, if you normally drive through that area, you're strongly encouraged to use alternate routes. Long simmering tensions between a Tea Party-backed U.S. Senate candidate and a leading Tea Party voice in the Texas legislature have boiled over.
Former State Solicitor General Ted Cruz and State Senator Dan Patrick clashed with each other during an interview on Patrick's radio program. Patrick denied Cruz's claim that Patrick has endorsed Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst. The Dewhurst campaign posted the confrontation on YouTube.
So let me be very clear, Ted. I'm not endorsing you for the Senate position. I'm not endorsing David Dewhurst for the Senate position. I will be voting for one of you.
So and if you want me to respond or do you just want to yell?
Well, don't accuse me of something that's not true.
Cruz and Dewhurst face a July 31st runoff election. John Mark Dempsey, TSN News.
WTAW News Time coming up on 6:11, 73 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by MSC Opus. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
MSC Opus shines with the celebratory 40th anniversary season. Don't miss Carol Burnett, The Midtown Men, Martha Graham Dance, Broadway's Catch Me If You Can, The Women of Ireland, The Nights with Woomon, Hooray for Hollywood, the world premiere of Neil Berg's The Phantoms of the Opera, and this season's special event, Celtic Woman, a Christmas celebration. Order your tickets now at mscopus.org or call 845-1234. Opus Season 40. Shine on.
Are you struggling with severe obesity or suffering with obese-related health conditions? Don't wait any longer. Pick up the phone and call the specialist in bariatric surgery, Dr. John Mason and Dr. Brian Parent at Brazos Bariatrics. Dr. Mason and Dr. Parent are the ones you want to consult with regarding the lap band, Stomafix, gastric sleeve, and gastric bypass. Their successes are many. Just ask me, Mary Mike Hatcher. Call Brazos Bariatrics today and register for a free weight loss seminar. Brazos Bariatrics, 774-3232.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. Here we go.
Cloudiness this morning should give way to some breaks of sunshine. Temperatures will climb up to about 90 to 95 this afternoon. It'll be clear to partly cloudy across the area tonight. Lows will be 70 to 75. We'll have sunshine during the day on Tuesday. Highs Tuesday 90 to 95. A few clouds Tuesday night. Lows will drop down to about 70 to 75. 4th of July is Wednesday. It'll be partly sunny for the 4th. Highs 90 to 95. And warm weather continues into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, from no one even rumored to a welcoming ceremony, the search for an athletic director at Texas A&M went pretty quick when it was all said and done, and Eric Hyman will have his first staff meeting this morning at 8:15. He'll take over officially on August the 1st. We'll talk about that, another Aggie in the Olympics, and we'll talk about the Baseball All-Star Game, 3 Texas Rangers have been voted to the squad already. All that and more coming up in sports.
So at the 8:15 meeting, does everybody have to have a name tag that says, hello, my name is?
Yeah, probably.
This
so.
Is what actually, no, it would say, howdy, my name is.
Oh, that's right. It would do that. Yeah.
That's right. Yes, yeah. Sir. And their total resume, how many wins they have, their one loss record, everything.
Well, I think he just wants to put a face with the name.
Yeah, first. Sure. And that's a good thing.
He'll read that other stuff on the way home.
Exactly.
Yeah. Back to Charleston to get the U-Haul packed up.
Columbia.
Yeah. That's right.
It's okay.
Whatever.
Scott just moved the university, but that's all right.
That's all right. According to most people, we're in Houston.
Charleston's a much nicer town than Columbia. They probably wish they were there.
So now, today they're going to raise the flags. Mm-hmm.
Going to the ponchos.
Yeah. They're gonna raise the SEC flag and
like going to ponchos.
That's right. Yeah, they'll raise the flag and bring them some more taquitos or something, right? Yeah.
When Missouri gets up there, we get more sopapillas. Yeah.
Right.
So now,
that's funny.
So they've got 12 flagpoles in front of the Gillum track complex? Well, I guess they will today, huh?
Yeah, well, 14, actually. They're going to raise all the flags of the SEC.
Okay,
well, whatever. I guess 15 because you got the SEC flag, too.
So now...
Yeah. What they're not saying is out there in the parking lot, they're going to have a big 12 flag burning.
Oh, yeah.
Ah.
See, now...
So now, Chase is emceeing this thing.
No,
right?
I'm not.
So, oh, you're not. No. Okay, never mind then. All right, so are they going to raise them all at once? Are we going to do one at a time and wait for crowd reaction? I mean,
All I know is that each of the flags will be raised by an A&M athlete, one for each of the each sport that A&M sponsors. So that's all I know. I don't know the order of raising.
Hey, Vanderbilt.
Yeah, you got Vanderbilt.
or North Carolina State.
Well,
that'd be the wrong conference.
It would, I'm saying, yeah. If you happen to use a T-shirt.
Yeah. I don't know. You scoff at Vanderbilt. Scoff. You know. But they had three guys drafted to the NBA this past week. So, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Do they have a designated group that will cheer for each team?
Yeah, really.
You know?
Yeah, they'll have planted cheers.
Because what if nobody cheers for Ole Miss?
Yeah. Ole Miss is in our conference.
Yeah. We get to go there and play.
And will they say Ole Miss or will they say Mississippi?
Yeah, University of Mississippi. Yeah. All right, Vaughan, New Mexico has 500 residents.
No, they're not in the SEC.
They're not. Not yet.
They will not have a flag raised.
No
today.
Flag, no. Sorry. Vaughan,
New Mexico has 500 residents, two schools, a few watering holes, but the town's only two police officers. Both have criminal records, and they can't carry a gun.
Ah. So you're saying Barney's better armed than they are.
That's it, yep. Vaughan Police Chief Ernest Armigio and Officer Brian Bernal have both had run-ins with the law despite being law enforcement officers.
Mm-hmm.
The chief himself lost his gun privilege after he was arrested by the New Mexico State Police and indicted on delinquent child support payments.
Yeah.
But the chief is also being investigated after witnesses accused him of improperly using a canine in the line of duty. Well, all right, there you go. Then in January of 2011... Ossifer Bernal pled guilty to charges of assault and battery.
Battery?
Not battery.
That's it.
Battery? I thought he was out of batteries.
But the chief says, never fear, the residents of Vaughan, New Mexico, are safe. He says, we have tasers, batons, mace, stuff like that. Yeah, this isn't a TV show. This is life. We don't run around with a gun drawn every day. Life isn't a pistol grip.
Wow. Information?
Yeah, we got tasers and batons and mace and stuff like that. Stuff like that. Handcuffs.
But if the bad guy has a gun, you're going to wish for a gun.
Yeah.
Bringing mace to a gunfight.
Yeah.
Right.
Pulling off the perfect wedding isn't easy, but when you do, you want everyone to know. Share the amazing pictures from your big day and those special details that made your wedding unforgettable. Submit your real wedding today at BrazosValleyBride.com.
Start the music. We want you. Without you, the world is not the same. Yes, we are talking to you. You who is not afraid to get your hands dirty. You who makes the world run better. You pipe fitters, plumbers, mechanics, and drivers. We are AggielandHelpWanted.com.
And we need you! It's a little loud. Skilled laborers of all kinds, we love you. Fireworks!
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
6:18, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It is. And it's July now.
Yeah, this is one of these really good days. This is called I Forgot Day.
What about the month? Don't we have, like, the whole month of celebratory
stuff? No,
like ice cream and hot dog month or something.
Probably so. But this is the day where you get to make up for all those things that you forgot, like the birthday and the anniversary and your kid's birthday and
if you forget your kid's birthday, you're pretty much a horrible parent.
Well, sure, but today is I Forgot Day, so there. And also it's World UFO Day. And it's Made in the USA Day. So there you go.
How about that? Okay. And we're in the second half of the year now.
That's right.
And we're in the SEC.
Oh, I can tell.
The sun is shining on Texas A&M today.
Yeah. There we go. And there's some birthdays today also. It's Lindsay Lohan's birthday.
And she's still alive.
And she's still alive. Yeah, she's 26 years old today, and she does know how to get in the headlines, doesn't she? From Disney's The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, Ashley Tisdale is 27 years old. Bret Hart, the Canadian-born wrestler, nicknamed the Hitman,
Be Rassler.
Rassler,
okay, yeah.
Yeah. Does he still wrestle? Because he's 55.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
He's probably a manager now.
Probably so. Yeah, yeah, there you go. Very talented guy, obviously. Larry David's birthday is today. Curb Your Enthusiasm, Seinfeld. Huh. You know, that's just a couple of the things he's done, right? He's 65 years old today.
Yeah. And, if you watch Curb, once again, every scene degenerates into a shouting match.
It's a great show.
Yeah, there you
go. Chase put me onto that. I didn't like it at first, but yeah, now I can't miss it. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, it is. It's difficult to get into, but it rewards you for watching.
Yeah, so.
Richard Petty, race car driver, won the Daytona 7 times, as a matter of fact. He's 75 years old today.
Oh, blinker, man. Blinker. I was going to say, he's approaching his speed.
Yeah, there you go. Jose Canseco.
Oh,
who?
Man for our time.
Yeah, I mean, he wrote a book and he had a ball bounce off his head, right? And he also hit some home runs. He's 48 years old today.
Because like last year he was playing for the Western New Jersey Mudcats or something, wasn't he? I mean, he was still in some organized baseball.
Yeah, he probably needed the money.
Something like that. Jerry Hall, the American model and actress.
She's a Texas girl.
That's right. She was married to Mick, right?
Yep.
Yeah. 56 years old. Vicente Fox, the former president of Mexico, turns 70 years old today. And on my other list, I've got Polly Holiday from Alice.
That's Flo.
Yeah, Flo. Yeah. She's 75. And remember Robert Ito from Quincy? He's the guy that did all the work, all the, you know, the blood and guts. And then Quincy would come in and say, you know, oh my God. Yeah. And that was pretty much about it. Anyway, Robert Ito is 81 years old today. And that's all I got.
And Imelda Marcos.
Oh, with the shoes.
Still alive.
See? That's all people remember.
That's all they remember.
She had lots of shoes.
That's it. 83 years old.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
This president is declaring that the U.S. government has the right to, you know, and he gets to pick and choose because they leaked it. He decides who gets killed with a drone strike. You know, how could Obama, you know, lacerate Bush for using enhanced interrogation of three terrorists who survived the ordeal? Elicited information that saved many lives, and yet he's bragging about giving a green light to killing people overseas without the benefit of a trial, Mr. President. You know, the point is obvious. Obama's a person who has broken one promise after another, one commitment after another, one pledge after another. And for him, I tell you, like a lot of liberals, it's the ends justifies the means. Truth is based not on any objective set of facts. It's what he decides in the moment. Any truth on any given day.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.75%. APR 3.98%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.75%, APR 3.98%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com. And find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
That was going to be the Dow Jones report. Doesn't seem to be there. All right, moving on.
Here's Carl Walthall with Superior Service Company.
Didn't I tell you it was going to be a hot one? And you got your last month's utility bill in the mail. Creeping upwards? Call Superior Service Company today, and we'll show you how your cooling system can become more efficient, more comfortable, and save you money.
Superior Service Company. Call 218-0416.
When it comes to your comfort, don't lose your cool. Call Superior Service Company.
218-0416. Click SuperiorServiceCompany.com.
Hi, I'm Donna with the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. I would like to invite you into our store to browse all of our beautiful jewelry. We bring in new items often and, of course, have all the classic favorites. View our extensive diamond collection, including tennis bracelets, diamond engagement rings, and so much more. Plus, our gorgeous diamond studs marked at 50% off. Do you love sterling silver? We do. In fact, we have the largest selection of sterling silver jewelry in the Brazos Valley. Come in and see our extensive collection. Perfect for gift giving or a treat for yourself. At the Jewelry and Coin Exchange, we make a promise to our customers. We keep our overhead low and pass the savings on to you. We have jewelry and diamonds for every budget and the quality, selection, and friendly service you deserve. We're located at 313 College Avenue, one block off University in the IHOP Center. Call us at 846-2400. We keep hearing we are the friendliest jewelry store in the Brazos Valley. Please come by and see for yourself.
Brazos Valley weather forecast is 625. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Well, some of us got a little bit of shower activity over the weekend, which kind of kept the temps down. Yesterday, the clouds helped out a great deal. 94 will be our high today with a 20% chance of rain, about 74 for a low temperature tonight. We'll continue that pattern all week long in that we'll be in the middle 90s. We'll have a 20% chance of showers. And again, winds could be up a little bit today, 5 to 15, maybe gusting up to 20 miles an hour. And that shot at showers. Right now, humidity is 94%. Winds are from the southeast at 3. We have overcast skies. And we've got 96 degrees.
If you're a business owner, you need to listen to this. Did you know that your brand could be on dozens of rolling billboards for a fraction of the cost of stationary billboards? If you're looking for a unique marketing plan that will really get noticed, putting your brand on the sides of school buses in Bryan and College Station may be just what you've been looking for. Their large, colorful, and innovative designs demand attention. You can't click through them. You can't ignore them. School bus ads offer flexibility in size and location, and school bus ads help raise funds for your school district. Call 281-962-4390 or visit steepcreekmedia.com.
A lot of marriages today aren't especially bad. They're just not especially good either. The semi-happy marriage. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
There are good days and there are perfect days. On a good day, you go shopping. But on a perfect day, you go shoe shopping. At a sale. With your best friend. A good day ends with a nice glass of wine. But a perfect day ends with a glass of Mirasu Pinot Noir, which you sip on your deck while your husband makes you a delicious dinner.
Honey, where do we keep the pans?
Well, at least the wine is perfect. Mirasu Wines. Look for the sun on the label. Life is good under the sun. Copyright 2011 Mirasu Vineyards, Modesto, California. All rights reserved.
What does the perfect water fight sound like? Is it like this? Gotcha!
Hey! Or is it like this? Take that!
Dude, it's cold. It was the water fight of the year.
But even when it was over, the fun didn't stop, because Mom brought out delicious Nestle ice creamy snacks.
We had chocolatey, crunchy, drumstick cones, and ice creamy dibs bites that were irresistibly poppable.
That one's mine.
You can have them all.
Summer's more fun in the Nestle freezer, so grab a delicious ice creamy snack at your nearest 7-Eleven.
Nestle! Forever summer!
Something interesting has happened to a lot of marriages today. They've fallen into the category of the semi-happy marriage.
The semi-happy marriages are usually very amiable and high-functioning as friendships, but in some ways they've become too much like a friendship.
Pamela Haig, author of the book Marriage Confidential, says there are a lot of reasons for this.
We marry people who are very similar to us in education and background, and that's great. But again, the marriage can lose some of that sense of mystery or attraction, you know, when we're too much like each other. And there are also pressures around child rearing and parenthood today, and that can really swallow up the marriage.
What often happens, says Pamela, is the semi-happy marriage will go along quietly until one day someone decides they want out.
They contribute the lion's share to divorces every year. Most divorces happen from marriages that are identified as low conflict and amiable, but not that fulfilling.
So making the relationship a priority in whatever way you can will really help.
I interviewed one wife who rewrote her marriage vows every 5 years or so with her husband because they wanted to be mindful about their goals for the marriage because it focuses a couple on the marriage as a marriage, not as a parenting arrangement.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Help Bastrop State Park win a $100,000 grant to fund the recovery efforts. Go to livepositively.com/parks for more information and details on how you can make a difference for Bastrop State Park.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses who made it possible for you to hear the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Zwirneman Flooring, Hargrove Insurance, and Subway. Here's a big gig'em to these businesses who sponsor Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Losing weight, getting in shape, just taking that first step off the couch. It can be scary. It can be intimidating. You're not an expert. You don't know what to do. That's why calling Ashley Bergen at Fit You, an expert, that you can do. Call 492-1900. Ashley will take your nutrition, the food you're eating, the food you should be eating, put it in sync with personalized workouts to help you reach your goal, and then you can lose weight. You can get in shape. Call Ashley Bergen at Fit You, 492-1900.
Hi, I'm Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Mortgage Company. Opportunity is still knocking for homebuyers, whether you want to buy your next home or your first-time homebuyer. Cornerstone offers a variety of home loan options. Call us today at 260-1448 or visit our office at 307 Arguello Drive. You can also visit JanelleCarver.com to pre-qualify. And first-time homebuyers, ask us about our mortgage credit certificate program that can help you save up to $2,000 annually.
Not a commitment to lend. Borrower must meet qualification criteria. Cornerstone Mortgage Company is an equal housing lender.
WTNW News Time, 6:30, 73 degrees right now at the studio. Slight chance of showers this morning and then again this afternoon as we head toward a high in the mid-90s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. It's brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph, where they care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Good morning. A 29-year officer with the A&M Police Department was arrested for burglary and theft from a campus building. 54-year-old John Phillips retired from UPD in 2007. He's out of jail after posting bond. Lieutenant Alan Barone says they contacted the district attorney's office after a detective learned Phillips allegedly pawned more than 40 stolen items from the Blocker building.
Consulting with them, we agreed that it would be appropriate to initiate a joint investigation with the city of College Station.
Barone says it's the first time UPD has arrested one of its own officers.
Any time that you have an officer that breaks the trust of his officers and the public or tarnishes the integrity of the badge, it's harmful, not only to the officers that he works with, but the community that he serves.
And a search of Phillips College Station home turned up more stolen items and keys to campus buildings. Barone says more charges are possible. It took 60 minutes for a Brazos County jury to convict Stanley Griffin of capital murder. That same panel of 10 women and 2 men deliberated more than 4 hours to decide Griffin will be given the death penalty. The punishment phase followed 7 days of testimony and arguments by attorneys. That was after Griffin was found guilty of the strangulation death of Jennifer Haley and leaving her son for dead in September of 2010. Wet roads may be to blame for a one-vehicle accident near Bryan Sunday that killed one and injured 2. State troopers say 67-year-old Dorothy McLean of Dickinson was northbound on Highway 6 near FM 20 at 18 when she lost control of her car and ran off the road. McLean's car then overturned. She later died at St. Joseph Bryan. McLean's passengers, a 5-year-old boy from Dickinson and a 62-year-old Navasota woman, are both in stable condition. No one wore a seatbelt. Oil prices went through the roof on Friday, and that could mean higher gas prices.
Oil jumped over 9% Friday. Dallas Energy trader Mark Anderle says this could affect you.
The retail prices had not yet caught up to the downdraft that we'd had through most of June, so we won't automatically see a 15 to 20 cent increase at the pumps. Unfortunately, we probably will see a 10-cent increase at the pumps over the next week.
He says members of the European Union held an emergency meeting late last week and agreed to direct bailouts to help Spanish and Italian banks. Anderle says if that actually happens, we may have seen the lows for gas prices for the year. But he adds, bear in mind, this was the 19th meeting they've had, and they haven't come up with a concrete plan yet. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
In a North Bryan neighborhood, motorists are encouraged to find another way around street construction starting today. There will be one lane of traffic directed by flagmen on Old Hearn Road between Wilkes and Woodville. That project is expected to take about 3 weeks. Easterwood Airport has new upgrades. Airport Director John Happ says United Airlines' new regional carrier is replacing turboprops with jets.
They're not weight limited, so on the hot days here, we don't have to leave baggage behind that we used to have to do. I think it's going to be a much better service, a much more dependable service, and obviously a lot quicker being all jet.
Happ says American is also using jets and has contracted with United to take care of local passenger flight operations.
It was pretty obvious when American had an airplane here that the Continental people and United people were sitting around doing nothing, and when United had an airplane here, the American people were sitting around doing nothing. So I think this is makes a lot of sense.
Happ says it's the first time all commercial flights will involve jets at Easterwood. WTAW News Time coming up on 6:35. It's 73 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. More news coming up at 7 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As an orthopedic surgeon and medical director of St. Joseph Joint University, I've been privileged to work with an amazing team of professionals who've dedicated themselves to being the very best. They've become so good, in fact, that for the second year in a row, St. Joseph has been ranked number one in the state for joint surgery, as well as becoming one of America's 100 best hospitals. I'm Dr. Joseph Yero. And that difference is why I recommend St. Joseph to my patients.
Health Grades 2012.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, I have never had anyone tell me that buying insurance is fun. I have had people tell me that the two things that they dread the most are buying insurance and going to the dentist. The folks at W.E. Gibson Insurance realize this, and we do everything we can to take the pain out of the insurance buying process. When you call or come by our office, you will always be greeted with a friendly smile. Not only are W.E. Gibson's employees friendly, we are very knowledgeable. Our staff has over 125 years of combined insurance experience. We will answer your questions, and we will shop your policies with many different companies to make sure that you're getting the best coverage at the lowest possible premium. If you're already one of our thousands of customers, I want to thank you. If you're not, why don't you give us an opportunity to show you why so many of your friends and neighbors use W.E. Gibson for their insurance needs? Look us up in the Yellow Pages. I don't promise that buying insurance will be fun, but at W.E. Gibson Insurance, it will probably be better than going to the dentist.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:36. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
We start out our day with lots of cloudiness across the region. Some sunshine will develop as the day goes on. High temperatures are going to be about 90 to 95. It'll be clear to partly cloudy throughout the area tonight, low 70 to 75. Tomorrow looks to be partly sunny with highs somewhere between 90 and 95. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night, 70 to 75, and sun is in the forecast Wednesday, highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, a month before they pledged to have it done, they got it done. A&M hired a new athletic director and introduced him on Saturday, and we'll hear from Eric Hyman in our sportscast. We'll also talk about Aggies at the Olympics. There's more of them now that have qualified, and maybe another one to go, or maybe not. There's news on that Jenna Bitarmo runoff. We'll talk about that and more coming up in sports.
There he goes. You begin the week now. If this is a special week for you, if this is a week when you have a wedding or you have an anniversary or you have a birthday or maybe one of your children has a birthday or any of those other things, remember that the Obama administration's reelection campaign needs money. Oh. They have said they have the Obama event registry asking people, quote, let your friends know how important this election is to you. Register with Obama 2012 and ask for a donation in lieu of a gift.
Huh. So send your 12-year-old a card and said, you know, in honor of your birthday,
yeah, really,
we donated to the Obama campaign.
Yeah, yeah. It's yeah. A great,
that'll thrill them.
It's a great way to support the president.
Right.
On their big day. Because, I mean, it's their day, but it is about President Obama. Plus, it's a gift that they can appreciate.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so much better than, I don't know, whatever you were going to get them.
Yeah, like,
or that,
know,
that some, party at some fast food restaurant. Why go do that? It'll just make them fat or fatter. Instead,
yeah, tokens give, and some plush rat dancing on a stage.
Give, right. Give, we don't have one of those anymore, do we?
Yes, we do.
Oh, we do? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Give the money where it will really make a difference for all U.S. Americans. Please quit being so damn selfish. All right.
That's right.
Good.
That's right.
Got that done.
Who
all
needs
right.
cold French fries when you can contribute to the
That's
Obama
right.
campaign?
And, you know, you might end up getting a card. You might not.
Oh, yeah.
But sure.
Yeah. From maybe both of them.
Yeah.
You know, from,
sure.
From
yeah.
Brock and M.
Yeah. Or maybe the kids.
Yeah, maybe the kids might, you know, put their little thumbprint on it or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, right. But that's it. Ooh, that's yeah. it. Put a thumbprint and then sign it in childlike scrawl underneath
yeah,
that.
In a crayon.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Be perfect.
Yeah.
All right. So, speaking, anyway, Bobby Jindal. he pushed, he was on Meet the Press yesterday. Pushed back on the notion.
Starting his 16 campaign,
that's
isn't it?
Uh-huh. He pushed back on the notion that, Mitt Romney once favored an individual mandate as part of the health care reform at the federal level. The governor said, Mitt Romney's always been against the nationwide mandate. Well, then NBC plays this video from back in 06 where Romney talks about the individual mandate, yada, yada, yada. And they, and when they finish that, Gov Bobby says, you know, Mardi Gras is great for Louisiana, but it may not work well in Vermont or other states. What I'm saying is every state is different. People in Vermont are going, huh? Did we ask your coon asses to come up and visit us?
Who's this guy talking about us?
What did we ever do to him?
That's right.
Oh, there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You going to give us your Super Bowl, too? Huh?
Yeah.
You going to do that? Huh?
Yeah. Yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
So
wait till another hurricane gets up here.
Yes.
You can come visit,
yeah.
right?
Or wait till you have one. See if we help you.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know. Jindal throwing Vermont under the bus, so we'll see how that works out for them.
And they're a little state. They'll fit under the bus.
They, of course, they will. That's right. And let's see what else. Oh, Mitch McConnell, he was on Meet the Press. And he,
oh, sure.
Yeah, he said if I become the head of the majority party, in other words, the Senate, then by golly, we're going to vote this Obama health care law out next year. Okay, Mitch, thanks a lot. Which will be interesting. I guess that does make the Senate races far more important now.
Yeah.
Now, I heard we had audio this morning, Ted Cruz and Dan Patrick getting on it, getting after each other on Dan Patrick's radio show down in Houston.
Ah.
And
were there sparks of flying?
Well, there were, and there have been before, I think, and he's kind of crossed Dewhurst a little bit, but not to the point that he did. Ted Cruz, and Cruz said, are you going to let me answer or are you just going to yell at me?
we had that story at the 6 o'clock
news.
That's
what I'm saying. We did. Yeah, we had the audio of it. Are you just going to yell at me?
No yell at
no,
me.
No, please, no. Don't do that. Yeah. And so I guess, we had all the important people in the Obama administration talk about John Roberts. It wasn't John Roberts' ruling. It was actually John Roberts leading the court. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it was kind of his
there
ruling.
There are people who are saying it's a 1-4-4 deal, but anyway.
Yeah, right.
So they got all those people out who they could. So then yesterday they bring the White House chief of staff out to express his opinion on a Supreme Court ruling. I don't get that.
Who is the chief of staff?
Well, I knew you'd want
to know. The bald-headed guy left, right?
Jack Lew.
Oh, yeah.
Jack Lew.
So in
Jack Lew what?
So in lieu of Obama, Lew spoke, right?
So in other words, he's got a name that's the same as the potty in England. And
right.
Anyway, he pushed back on what aspect of last week's Supreme Court decision upholding that. He's talking about this whole tax thing. He said it's not a tax. He said the law is clear. It's called a penalty. And second, the Supreme Court ruled that the law is constitutional. So quit throwing facts at me. Just quit it. Oh, and then here you go. John Boehner, who's looking really good. I mean, the tan is, I think, almost perfect. Not sure if he's...
I think he's using some bronzer.
It could be. I just don't see any lighter spots than any other. He just looks great. He's got those pastel ties that just make it stand out. I mean... Wow. Just wow. Anyway, so he He did not step back from his pledge to repeal President Obama's health care reform package. He said, quote, this has to be ripped out by the roots.
The roots?
Yeah.
Wow.
He said this.
What Alex Haley ever do to him?
Yeah. This is government taking over the entire health industry. End quote. Okay. I think we pretty well understand where the Speaker of the House stands on this. Then he said, well, we could have a common sense debate about some provisions that we might want to put in. Well, wait a minute. I thought you told me it had to be pulled out by the roots. That means like none of it's left. Oh, but we might find something over here we could do. We might do this for you.
Yeah. Pay no attention.
That's right. And finally today, I believe we have once again found, did I mention that if you have a birthday or an anniversary or something coming up that the Obama administration might like you to give a gift to the campaign instead of a gift?
Okay. Yeah, I think you started the segment.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
okay.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, the president apparently continuing his full court press for campaign cash. The Daily Beast got its hands on a recording of an 18-minute conference call that the leader of the free world made from Air Force One last Friday.
Oh, a birthday greeting?
No. Oh. He said, quote, the majority of this call maxed out my campaign last time. I really need you to do the same this time. I'm asking you to meet or exceed what you did in 2008 because we're going to have to deal with these super PACs in a serious way. And if we don't, frankly, I think the political scene is going to be changed permanently because the special interests that are financing my opponent's campaign are just going to consolidate themselves. They're going to run Congress and the White House, unquote. Now,
so make these phones ring.
Yeah, well, yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Really.
Yeah,
exactly. Donate now, and you'll get some. You'll get some time.
That's right.
Hi,
that's right.
What's your name and where are you from? Yeah,
that's right. Look, here's the fire chief. Put him to work. Make his phone ring right here.
So, but the deal is this kind of call is illegal.
Oh,
you cannot. It is against federal law to conduct campaign activities from any government office.
Well, yeah. I would have known that. Citizens Reyes.
Yeah.
Citizens Reyes.
No.
We can't arrest him?
No, we can't, and here's the reason.
Why?
It says here that the president used a special phone. So he has like a bat phone there in Air Force One.
What did he pay for out of his own
salary? I don't know. They're saying
what, do you have to call the phone company and wait all day for him to show up?
Yeah, it's a special phone. Yeah, wait for the guy to show up.
Yeah.
Land the airplane in Des Moines. That's where
that's
he is.
Right.
Yeah.
It is. Just tapping his toe.
Guy comes in there with a big tool belt, and he's got himself a...
They said he'll be here between noon and 6. Right. I just got to be here.
Y'all, the princess phone, we got a special on those days.
Yeah, really.
So anyway.
He borrowed that from the girls, too.
Yeah, it's a special phone, so it wasn't illegal. He didn't break a law, even though he was begging for money on Air Force One. Anyway, so there you go, 646.
Having a swimming pool is an investment in family fun and an investment in your home's value. The Pool Guy has over 28 years' experience building, renovating, and servicing swimming pools and spas. Trust the Pool Guy to build a beautiful, structurally superior swimming pool within a comfortable budget. The Pool Guy will earn your trust, protect your investment, and provide your family a swimming pool with a lifetime of fun. Visit the pool store in the Tower Point Shopping Center or call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
You're a busy parent that struggles to take time off to get your kids from school to their orthodontic appointment and back to school again. Would you like a solution? Dr. Elms and his team are now offering a free service to shuttle students from school to their appointments and back again. The Dr. Elms Orthomobile travels to Bryan and College Station schools to save busy parents precious time. Dr. Elms Orthodontics, straight teeth and straight to school. Call 693-6300 or visit online at drelms.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943. Producers on Texas north of 21 in Bryan or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Could you use a little air about now? Texas summers can get pretty stifling, and the wisest gardeners among us make provision to cope with the weather. With 8 or 10 weeks of tropical heat yet ahead, there are some great ways of beating the high temperatures, cooling the summer. Our program today, right after this message. Are insects destroying your lawn from above and below ground? Well, you can end the damage now with Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer. Complete Insect Killer from Bayer controls surface insects and the root feeders. Insects are killed when they come into contact with the product. They're killed when they attempt to eat the plants. This exclusive two-way formula is the only product that combines two targeted chemistries into one granule to achieve maximum protection from insects. This long-lasting formula gives up to 90 days of insect protection. It won't wash away with irrigation or rain. Use it on lawns, ground covers, flowers, trees, and shrubs, also along building foundations. Check the label for a complete listing of the insects Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer will eliminate. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science. Better results. Bayer. B-A-Y-E-R. BayerAdvanced.com. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer. If you're trying to cool the summer, you want to maintain free flow of air through the summer. Don't plant dense shrubs and don't erect tall fences and walls that will keep the winds from reaching your pool or patio area. You can build privacy screens that will still allow air to filter on through. Wooden fences can be louvered so they give privacy, yet air can whisk between the slats. Wrought iron fencing is the ultimate in security and enclosure without blocking any of the air movement. Welded wire fencing is less expensive, less formal, and virtually as effective at enclosing, containing, and securing without blocking the breeze. You want to remove the lowest limbs from dense shrubs and shade trees. You can create a horticultural equivalent of a wind tunnel by directing the air beneath the plants and onto your lawn and patio. If you've ever been between tall city buildings on a cold, windy day in the wintertime, you have felt those effects of channeled air. Turn that concept 90 degrees onto its side, and you can have the same impact in your landscape. All that wind blowing in from the coast, in fact, in parts of Texas, has to go somewhere. Let it go beneath your trees and large shrubs and onto your sweaty body. Again, to use an analogy from a different element of nature, think about what a river does when it comes through a constricted canyon. By removing lower limbs, you create a sort of rapids of airflow. Misting, more accurately fogging, is an option. Our grandparents used swamp coolers. Parts of Texas still do. These were boxes that hung from windows. Water dripped through excelsior pads around their perimeters and recirculated back through the system many times each hour. As the fan pulled water across the pads, the evaporation of that water cooled the air, which was then blown into the house. This is still the principle by which Texas greenhouses are cooled in the summer, and it's virtually the same concept that restaurants use to cool patrons dining and visiting in their courtyards and on their patios. They're home mist systems that specialists can install around your entertainment zone, and they will cool you down. What more quaint way to tame the heat than to hang a ceiling fan from a huge tree limb or patio roof? Electricians can help you. There are special housings to keep water out, and there are fans that are made to withstand these conditions. Of course, you want to ask for the help of a pro and conceal the fan as best you can. Camouflage green blades, for example, would be better than fire engine red. If you don't want to hang a ceiling fan from above, consider mounting small oscillating fans beneath the eaves of your house or gazebo. There are ways. I'm Neil Sperry. Vines work in little spaces in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good Monday morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Here's a first look at the sports. It's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, still the biggest and still voted the best in the Brazos Valley. It is 6:52. Well, at lightning speed, the Texas A&M Athletic Director's search went from no one even rumored a week ago to a welcoming event for Eric Hyman on Saturday. Hyman said himself that the courtship between him and A&M began only a week earlier, and after a 2.5-hour conversation, the match was made. He was introduced on Saturday.
I'm truly excited to be here. I really, really am. I'm looking forward to helping lead Texas A&M as we go forward in athletics. What excites me about this particular position, when Texas A&M approached me about this, I talked to four people I really respect in the business. And these are people I trust. And I said, tell me what you think about Texas A&M. And everybody else about was right on target and said the same things. You got unlimited potential here. You have energy. You have enthusiasm, you have tradition, you have the 12th man, you have the core, you have so many things. You have great facilities, you have so many things going for you. And they gave me the highest recommendation as far as this job is concerned. And so therefore, because I trust these people, I'm making the commitment, and I really, really look forward to working with a lot of people in the athletic department, in the Texas A&M family.
Hyman was athletic director at TCU for 7 years before spending the last 7 years at South Carolina. He'll officially be on the payroll August 1st, nearly a month before A&M had pledged to have it done and before its first football game as a member of the Southeastern Conference. That membership officially started at the stroke of midnight yesterday, and today they'll mark their second full day in the SEC with a flag-raising ceremony outside the Gillum Track Stadium next to Kyle Field at 10 a.m., and the public is encouraged to come. Hyman will meet and speak to his athletic staff this morning at an 8:15 meeting. Another Aggie athlete is planning to pack for the London Olympics, and it's another female swimmer. Aggie sophomore Camille Adams won the 200-meter butterfly Friday night and will join Aggie teammate Bria Larson on the U.S. team in London. Tonight, yet another Aggie could win a spot. That much-talked-about dead heat for third place in the 100-meter dash between Aggie Jenna Batarmo and Allison Felix will be settled tonight in a runoff, or maybe not. The AP reporting late last night that Tarmo is having second thoughts about participating in this runoff. Tarmo was originally announced as the third place finisher when the race was run a week ago Saturday, even received a medal, did a celebratory lap, and talked to the media. And then much later it was announced that the time had been recalculated to show an exact tie with Felix. Tarmo said that she did not really want the runoff but would have preferred the coin flip, and felt pressured to agree to the runoff when they met last night with U.S. Track and Field. But since Felix did want the runoff, Tarmo's only choice now is to run or to concede, so stay tuned. Bombers lost again last night. It was their fourth straight home loss. East Texas Pump Jacks beat them 6-5. Bombers are now in third place in the TCL, 6.5 games behind the Pump Jacks. They'll host the McKinney Marshals tonight at 7 o'clock. Tiger Woods is visiting a few places that he hasn't been since September of 2009, the top of the PGA Tour's money list and the FedEx Cup point standings. Woods outlasted Bo Van Pelt on the back nine duel to win his own AT&T National Tournament by 2 shots, his third title of the year. And it shapes up as a busy day at Wimbledon following yesterday's traditional day off. Some of the more notable players due on court today for fourth round play: Maria Sharapova, Novak Djokovic, along with the likes of six-time champion Roger Federer and four-time Wimbledon winner Serena Williams. And the Oakland A's got a 3-1 win over the Rangers last night, and the Astros fell to the Cubs 3-0. And that's your first look at sports. More next hour, of course. I'm Tom Turbeville at 656 for Atkinson Toyota. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hello, I'm Bruce Forsyth, founder and owner of Advanced Therapy Aquatic and Wellness Center. May I take this opportunity to say thank you for the success I've been blessed with since arriving here in 1999. To show my gratitude, I'd like to invite you to come in for a free wellness screen and 2-week membership. We're located at 3700 Cross Park, across the street from the Physician Center in Bryan. Let us help you on your road to wellness. Visit us online at advancedphysicaltherapy.com or call us at 774-9958.
Scott and White Health Plan, the one Texans trust. Learn more at swhp.org. That's swhp.org.
What hairstyle are you looking for? Something new and chic? Sophistication? Beauty? Quit cutting corners with your hair. Get the attention you deserve. The stylists at Chrome, a salon experience, have the talent and modern fashion sense to give you exactly the hairstyle you need. Schedule an appointment now with Chrome. Don't forget the new Chrome Tower Point location. Same great service, same great healthy, sexy, shiny hair. Chrome, a salon experience. In Gateway on University Drive and now in Tower Point. Experiencechrome.com.
Hi, I'm Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Mortgage Company. Opportunity is still knocking for home buyers, whether you want to buy your next home or your first-time home buyer. Cornerstone offers a variety of home loan options. Call us today at 260-1448 or visit our office at 307 Arguello Drive. You can also visit JanelleCarver.com to pre-qualify. And first-time home buyers, ask us about our mortgage credit certificate program that can help you save up to $2,000 annually.
Not a commitment to lend. Borrower must meet qualification criteria. Cornerstone Mortgage Company is an equal housing lender.
reaching brides-to-be is easy. Place your business ad in the upcoming fall issue of Bryan Broadcasting's Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is the official publication of the Bridal Association of the Brazos Valley and is full of local articles, pictures of beautiful local brides, including a fashion layout of stunning new wedding gowns straight off the runway. For information about advertising in Brazos Valley Bride magazine, contact Sam Jones at 695-9595.
At Blue Baker, artisan bakers craft remarkably flavorful bread using time-honored techniques. It's a gradual, natural process that takes 3 days and makes Blue Baker sandwiches, pastries, and stone oven pizza so special. Taste the difference 3 days make at Blue Baker, Dominic Drive or University Drive. And be sure to visit bestofthebrazos.com to find out how you can vote for the Brazos Valley's best sandwiches. Blue Baker.
Oh, and we have a 20% chance of rain. Low will be in the middle to lower 70s, and we'll continue that pattern all week long, including that 20% chance of rain just about every day this week. So enjoy that. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW College Station Bryan at 7 o'clock.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Life's rough for a lot of Americans right now.
They're saying Friday, which is, you know, another week for power, and there is no ETA on the water.
She's in West Virginia, one of many states still cleaning up from deadly storms that started hitting Friday. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has more live.
Oh, Dave, the storm struck as far west as Ohio.
When the wind blew, the tree came down here, took the power lines down, and took the power lines down next door, and it took the power lines down over there. And the trees just kept coming down.
And now folks all the way to Maryland have been without lights or air conditioning since Friday, all during a weekend in which many of these areas felt higher than usual hot temperatures, like in the hundreds. As many as 17 died in the storms, Dave.
Now, Evan, around Washington, some workers don't have to go to work. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in D.C.
Driving to work is still a struggle for so many here in the D.C. region. Trees and power lines litter neighborhoods. Hundreds of traffic signals are dark as utility crews struggle to repair and restore the power grid. The federal government is open, but workers do have an option to take what's called unscheduled leave or, if they can, telework, Dave.
Jared, speaking of travel, AAA estimates 42 million of us will take a trip between Tuesday and Sunday, celebrating the 4th of July holiday despite it falling on a Wednesday this year. Thousands of wildfire evacuees are back home in Colorado Springs, though some have nothing left.
There's hope. We're gonna rebuild. We're a community and we're going to pull together.
Nearly 350 homes went up in flames and two people died in the 26-square-mile fire that's still being battled, a little more than a half contained. Pregnant women are being urged to stay pregnant as long as they can. A new study of full-term babies shows the more a kid stays in the womb, the better the brain develops. Researchers at Columbia University Medical Center found infants at 37 weeks have a much greater chance of math and reading problems by the third grade versus babies born at 41 weeks. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Bullfrog sunscreen passes the toughest tests under the sun. Listen to mom and marathoner Rachel Munoz.
My choice is Bullfrog Marathon Mist. I accidentally stumbled upon it because I was running a marathon here in the summer in Mississippi. I fell in love with it. When I put it on my kids, I can put it on really fast, and I don't have to worry. Bullfrog, it just stays on.
Bullfrog Marathon Mist. Broad-spectrum sunscreen engineered to stay put in and out of the water. Water-resistant 80 minutes uses directed. Bullfrog.
Fun
this summer at Schlitterbahn Beach Water Park on South Padre Island. Enjoy a 15-acre tropical water park paradise filled with uphill water coasters, fun slides, a huge surfing wave, and an adventure river that floats you from ride to ride without ever having to get out of your tube. Sip a cool drink in a heated pool, relax in the shade under our giant palapas, and sample great seafood at the Shrimp Haas restaurant. Plus, at Schlitterbahn, you get the most value with free parking, free use of tubes, tables, and boogie boards. And you can even bring your own picnic. Go to Schlitterbahn.com to purchase discount tickets today.
It's the most fun. It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
Last year, you voted the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum as the best tourist attraction in the Best of the Brazos Valley competition. This year, we need your vote again. Cast your votes online now at bestofthebrazos.com or pick up a ballot at the Bush Library. Speaking of voting, be sure to see our Headed to the White House exhibit and learn about the history of presidential elections and campaigning. For more information, go to bushlibrary.tamu.edu/whitehouse. Vote Bush Library in 2012.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase. For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
The largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor is right here in College Station. It is Texas Trading Post. You go to their website, txtraders.com, and you can just have a look. You can begin from high-end bedding and furniture all the way through Texas gifts of all kinds, corporate gifts. If you need to get a bunch of something, then you know you can go to txtraders.com and find that. They've got apparel. They have metal art. Great gift ideas for you, either for the person who used to live in Texas and wants to come back, or if you want to rub it in a little bit about you're from Texas and they're not. You can do all of those things. They've got T-shirts and cufflinks. There are cookbooks and waffle irons. Texas Trading Post has all that and then some. And also they've got gifts to honor our military, firefighters, and law enforcement as well. Fit in any budget, any kind of a situation, Texas Trading Post can get you what you're looking for. So go to the website. And by the way, they've been voted as the best online store in the Brazos Valley and the best of the Brazos. So give them a call if you want to at 703-7200. But the whole store is right there on their website at txtraders.com. txtraders.com. That's Texas Trading Post.
WTAW News Time is 7:06, 74 degrees right now at the studios. Slight chance of showers in the forecast for today with a high in the mid-90s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The jury deciding punishment in the Stanley Griffin capital murder trial deliberated 4 hours before deciding to give him the death penalty. Griffin was convicted of the September 2010 strangulation death of Jennifer Haley of College Station and leaving her son for dead. The jury of 10 women and 2 men sat through 7 days of testimony and debate during the punishment phase of the trial. It's a first for the Texas A&M Police Department, arresting one of their own. Lieutenant Alan Barone says retired officer John Phillips is accused of 2 burglaries earlier this year at the Blocker Building on campus and taking a variety of electronics.
It's one of those situations it's almost hard to explain because a lot of us are in shock.
Barone says the investigation began when a detective found Phillips allegedly pawned more than 40 stolen items. Then UPD went to the district attorney's office, and the decision was made to bring in College Station police to assist.
Because of the sensitivity of the fact that he was a former employee of ours and a police officer. That way, this would remove any questions of how the investigation would be handled and also to avoid any perceived conflict of interest that there might be.
The 54-year-old Phillips, who is out of jail after posting bond, retired as a master officer from UPD in 2007 after 29 years with the department. A Houston area woman was killed and two others were injured after a Sunday morning accident on Highway 6 north of Bryan. State troopers say 67-year-old Dorothy McLean of Dickinson was southbound near FM 2818 when she lost control of her car on the slick road, ran off the road, and overturned. McLean later died at St. Joseph Bryan. The others on board are a 5-year-old boy from Dickinson and a 62-year-old Navasota woman. They're both in stable condition at St. Joseph. No one was wearing a seatbelt. The move by Congress to approve a major highway funding bill means Texas is getting a lot of money for highway projects.
Officials with the Texas Department of Transportation have been keeping a close eye on developments in Washington, and Penny Mason with TxDOT says the vote to approve two more years of funding will have a positive impact.
We're really, really glad that Congress is providing that funding certainty for us for two more years. Overall, we're very upbeat about what we've seen so far and how much good it can do for Texas.
Mason says the bill includes new policies that make it easier to approve new projects quickly, and it also gives states more flexibility. Stephen Pickering, TSN News.
For the first time in the history of Easterwood Airport, all commercial flights will involve jets. Airport Director John Happ says the upgrades involve both United and American Airlines.
With United Express taking over for Colgan, we're going to have four regional jets flights a day. And then American has replaced their ATRs with regional jets.
Another change is American employees taking care of United jets and passengers at the local airport.
I think people are not going to see any difference in the service. It's just going to be a fewer number of people maintained here on station.
Happ says negotiations continue to add flights connecting Easterwood to destinations in the Southeastern Conference. And today marks begins 3 weeks of street work in a North Bryan neighborhood. Old Hearn Road will be rebuilt between Woodville and Wilkes. While there will be one lane of traffic during the project with flagmen on the scene, you're still encouraged to find alternate routes if you normally travel through that area. WTAW News Time is 7:10, 74 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Harry has a Honda, Holly has a Honda, Howard has a Honda too. Helen has a Honda, Harvey has a Honda, I know what I'm gonna do.
Take advantage of 0.9% for up to 36 months on the Accord, Civic, Odyssey, Pilot, Ridgeliner, Crosstour, or choose a low lease payment of only $250 per month on the popular Accord.
Huey has a Honda, Herman has a Honda, Hazel has a Honda too. Horace has a Honda, Wanda has a Honda, don't you want a Honda too?
Allen's got your Honda.
Flooded room from a broken water line, kitchen fire with smoke damage, storm damage. No one knows when a disaster is going to occur. Hi, I'm Weston Souza of Paul Davis Emergency Services of Bryan College Station. We're the local professionals in immediate response to property damage emergencies to get your home or business back to normal. If your property has suffered damage due to water, fire, smoke, or storm, call Paul Davis Emergency Services at 979-446-0001 or visit us online at pdescollegestation.com. Your emergency, our response.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. That's Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com. Here are the numbers.
We start out our day with lots of cloudiness across the region. Some sunshine will develop as the day goes on. High temperatures are going to be about 90 to 95. It'll be clear to partly cloudy throughout the area tonight, low 70 to 75. Tomorrow looks to be partly sunny with highs somewhere between 90 and 95. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night, 70 to 75, and sun is in the forecast Wednesday, highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
They're going to raise the flag of the SEC over at Texas A&M today, over adjacent to Kyle Field, and all of you all are invited to go. We'll hear from Texas A&M's new athletic director, Eric Hyman, and we'll talk more Olympics. Another Aggie is in, another one might be tonight. We got that and more coming up in sports.
And again, you know, it'll be interesting to watch the individual flags being raised and see if there's a smattering of applause or if they all go up at the same time.
Yeah.
What the order would be. Okay.
Mississippi State.
Mississippi State.
Mr. Chairman. Oh, no, that's the convention.
But you see, you could do that, you know, with some drama. You could go, Mississippi State.
State.
Yeah, well, that'll be fun. But, I mean, and then again, what are they going to do with the flags afterwards?
I think they're going to keep flapping. I believe. I don't know.
Keep flapping.
Really?
This is indoors. I mean, you know.
Yeah, well, we have to bring the fan in to make them flap.
Well, no, it's not indoor.
It's at the McFerrin Center, isn't
it? Well, outside the McFerrin Center.
Oh, okay.
In front of it. Yeah, right there at that little, the intersection between the center and Kyle Field there, right in front.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'll be fine. Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll look for that. Maybe Channel 15 could, like, swing a camera out there and we could watch it.
I think it's going to be streamed by some local.
Oh, is that right?
Some either commercial station or public broadcasting station.
Oh, all right.
Well, or both.
So it's okay. So
yeah.
You can do that.
Yeah, yeah.
So we can applaud at home.
We could have it on the radio, but all you'd have is just like a squeaky pulley, you know. Right. You know.
We did that because we figured people wouldn't know what a squeaky pulley sounds like.
Exactly. You know, somebody didn't get the WD-40 on the pulley.
Yes,
you know?
The purple and gold of LSU now flapping in the breeze here. Next up, it's the royal and orange of Florida.
We used to broadcast the bonfire, I'm just saying.
crackle, crackle, crackle.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Anyway, so if you weren't with us on Friday, another magic moment in radio, as Jay Sokol joined us from the city of College Station, and actually got an email back that a listener had called and said, I was laughing so hard I almost hit a jogger.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We got to watch that.
So from Friday morning.
Time now for Jay Sokol's here this morning, too, from the City of College Station. How are you today?
Howdy. Doing very well.
Okay. By the way, Jay Sokol wearing his I'm from a friendly city shirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
It says, hello in many different languages.
Scott, it says howdy.
But Guten Tag is not howdy.
How do you know that?
Okay.
How do you know the konnichiwa is not howdy.
Okay.
Japanese. Wow. I never thought about that.
Yeah. So how many of those did you get made up?
I think about 100. Yeah. CC Creations.
So you got some donated. Got some extras, do you?
Wow.
Oh, we ought to have an extra.
I didn't say I wanted one.
Right. I didn't say I was giving you one.
Man, we got a nice little spar going here.
Yeah. In the friendliest city.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh. Just wasn't very friendly.
Well, I thought he was confrontational from the get-go, to be honest with you. I mean, I thought it said hi, but it's howdy. Okay. That's the way it goes. All right, so should all U.S. American cars have either chemical or electronic breathalyzers on board? Now, it's not happening here, but in France, a law just went into effect yesterday in an effort to cut down on a recent spike in alcohol-related accidents. About one-third of all fatalities on French roads due to drunk driving, a rate that far surpasses many other countries. Anyone who doesn't have an onboard breathalyzer risks a fine of about $15 starting November the 1st.
$15?
$15. That's what it says. So, and likely to possibly go up.
If you don't have one?
If you do not have one. It's exactly right. Now, it's kind of like a tax. You know, if you don't have it, then it's a tax.
I was going to say, you know, next thing you know, they're going to penalize you for not having health insurance.
Yep.
Oh.
Don't be going there. Not a nice thing. Transportation Safety Administration has fired 8 security screeners working at Newark Liberty International Airport, accusing them of sleeping while on the job and other violations. Other violations? The workers were nabbed as part of an ongoing investigation of security operations at the airport. Investigators aren't too happy about photographs that appear to show screening supervisors taking a little snooze in front of monitors. Really?
Well, I'm sorry, that one passed me by. I was snoozing.
So what are they going to have to do? Going to have to shake the chair and have lights and sirens in case there's something that the monitor actually has to look up and see? The eight officers were fired, videotaped by surveillance cameras, either sleeping or violating other screen standards in the bag room. I don't know what that means about other standards. A national organizer for the union of workers, the one that they belong to, said all eight will, of course, appeal their terminations because they've got a great job.
Absolutely.
It's a government job. Their union.
You
they're
get to grope people.
Yeah, you can. Exactly right. So
I don't know. Isn't there some anti-groping going on out there? I mean, people
prudes.
Are prudes.
Anti-groping?
Yeah.
Last week, then here's another one. Last week, 30-year-old John Gross on his way home from Florida with his grandmother's cremated remains.
Oh.
When he says that an agent at the Orlando airport searching his carry-on bag twisted open the jar and accidentally spilled out at least a quarter of the cremated remains on the floor.
Mama.
I think it's Meemaw in this case.
Yeah, Meemaw. Sorry, Meemaw.
What was
anybody got a dustpan?
Yeah. Or a dustbuster.
Dustbuster.
Well, how else are you going to get it out?
I know. Well, yeah, that's right, because you could just bring Meemaw right in there,
right?
You know, with the carpet lint. And you know, just...
You know, for people who are old enough to remember the show Hill Street Blues, one of the characters died in real life. And so, of course, they had to kill him off, and they did. And what they do is they finish up, they wander out in the middle of this New York street with the with his remains, and they sprinkle it on the street, and then they all get in the truck and their cars and drive away, and the next thing you know, here comes a street sweeper coming down the street. So we're all only here for a short time.
That's right, yeah.
Dustbuster. Well, anyway.
What?
The agent reportedly laughed as Gross scrambled to pick up fragments off the floor.
Meemaw!
Very nice. He said, I didn't want to cause a scene because I didn't want them to throw me off my flight and put me on the no-fly list. I really didn't know what I should do. Gross had been given the ashes of his grandfather, a longtime Cubs fan who died in 2002, by an aunt and uncle who he'd been visiting, tells the Orlando Sentinel.
So it was a grandfather?
Well, it says here grandfather. Oh, I'm sorry, it was grandfather.
Oh,
yeah.
So it was Peepaw.
Yeah, Peepaw. Yeah. So anyway. Anyway, he tells the Orlando Sentinel, you got to laugh about it now. When you get down to it, it's really no laughing matter. A TSA spokesperson said the incident is being investigated.
Of course it is.
Yeah, so we'll look right in on that and see how that goes. And then while we're talking about airports, y'all hear what happened to Bill Shatner?
Mm-mm. No, what did he do?
Oh,
what happened?
Oh, Billy.
Did he die again?
No, no.
Oh,
no. Oh, no, Billy. Billy's pants slipped down at airport security.
They really? Slipped?
Yes, treating dozens of onlookers to a view of the former Captain Kirk's undergarments.
Oh, well. So, at least he wasn't going wearing, commando.
He's got to be wearing boxers by now, though, don't you think? Yeah, that's true.
Did it. I did nothing. Except they cobbled my britches down.
You just wanted to do that, didn't you?
I did. Actually, he said it was his most embarrassing moment. I thought like Star Trek V was probably his worst moment. But, yeah, he was wearing comfortable pants because he was going to be on a long flight. So, William Shatner. Got a hairpiece, you know.
Well.
Yeah?
No, I mean, that's nothing wrong with that.
721. Tom's good friend has found a new home.
Who?
Linda Gray?
Erin Andrews.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She's at Fox now,
that's
right?
That's what I hear. Yeah,
the Fox at Fox. You think they'll use that?
Very nice, yeah. The network announced her new multi-year deal over the weekend. She was a huge star on ESPN for 8 years. She will host Fox's new primetime college football pregame show, as well as doing various shows for the network, along with football, baseball, and other sports.
So I guess she won't be on the sidelines anymore.
Won't be on the sidelines, and of course she won't be doing any SEC games, right? There's no SEC games on Fox, right? It's just ZBS, right?
Yeah, I guess, unless they get in a bowl game or something, yeah. like the Cotton Bowl or something like that.
Yeah, okay, we'll see. And over the weekend, did you see that?
You put her and Pat Summerall on the screen. Yeah.
Which one's Erin Andrews? Right?
Always. Over the weekend, Sci-Fi
Network.
We'd
like to welcome you to the Cotton Bowl.
Over the weekend, Sci-Fi.
I've got grandchildren older than you.
My grandchildren have socks older than you.
That's right.
You still give me a spark, little lady, though.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh. Right. And there's the creepy turn.
Okay. Over the weekend, the Sci-Fi Network aired a Bigfoot movie featuring Barry Williams and Danny Bonaducci.
All right. Didn't they box?
Did y'all? Well, they might have done that.
So a little Brady and Partridge going on.
Did y'all capture that by chance?
No.
I'll have to see if it's VOD.
Yeah. It's got to be on Hulu by now, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Or even YouTube.
All right, 7:23.
Fear of going to the dentist. It invades your life and doesn't let go. Over the years, cavities lead to pain, missing teeth, constant bad breath. Soon, not smiling becomes a way of life. Relationships, job promotions, and confidence often suffer as a result. Life slips by, and you feel you have nobody to confide in. Dr. Reese understands, and now there's help. It's called Sedation Dentistry, and it can change your life. Learn more at drreese.com.
Shoppers wait all year for July 4th savings, and here's what's happening at Star Furniture. Everything's at incredibly low holiday savings of 25, 35, up to 54% off, plus free financing. See store for details. Star Furniture, different by design.
Of course, we've been telling you for a long time about Classic Collision and Restoration, the kind of work that they do. They started by restoring really classic cars for vehicles and for folks who wanted to have that look again. Well, they do that, and of course, as we've talked about, they do everyday type repairs also if you have body damage. But now they are doing upholstery. Actually, they've been doing it for a few years kind of on their own restorations, but now they are offering the upholstery service to everybody, just like the restoration customers wanting the everyday type collision repair and body work. Same thing's true for your upholstery. So now they're offering seat repairs. They do headliners, carpets, convertible tops, custom upholstery work, anything auto interior related. Classic Collision does that. And they can also do leather conversions, changing your cloth seats to leather if you want to do that. If you need a custom tarp or some kind of an awning, they'll do that at Classic Collision as well. They also, more than just cars now, they do boats, including making new covers and replacing foam if necessary. Also, custom seat fittings for motorcycle seats. So boats, motorcycles, cars, trucks, vans, they do all of that at work for you. And if you want, they have custom materials too, like ostrich and stingray and crocodile if you want to do that. Samples for you to look at of every possible color. So if it's just some sort of a basic thing that you need done or something really fancy, Classic Collision and Restoration can do that for you. Classic Collision and Restoration on Highway 21 by Sioux Falls Prater. All right, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It is brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. We've got a slight chance of showers, about 20%. We'll have it all week long, as a matter of fact, so that's pretty good news. And also, the temperatures are going to moderate. Yesterday was a great example because we had a cloud cover for most of the day, which made it not quite so hot. And so we'll have that today and actually all through the week. High temperature around 94 or so. Low temperature will be in the middle 70s with a slight chance of showers. Humidity now 94%. Winds are from the southeast at 3. We've got overcast skies, and it's 76.
This 4th of July, save up to 25% off at Ashley Furniture Home Store College Station. Save on top quality furniture. During our 4th of July Freedom to Choose event, get up to 25% off on furniture throughout the store. That's 25% off. There's 14-piece living room groups for only $7.99, or gorgeous 14-piece bedrooms for just $7.99. Or buy a $5.99 sofa for only $2.99. Get up to 25% off or 60 months interest-free financing at Ashley Furniture Home Store College Station's 4th of July Freedom to Choose event going on now. See store for details.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Last week, the Obama reelect effort was handed a setback. A federal judge ruled that Florida could resume its efforts to purge voter rolls of illegal aliens. The Eric Holder Department of Justice had sued Florida to keep the non-citizens in position to vote. Justice argued that the state was acting too close to a federal election. U.S. District Judge Robert Hinkle ruled that there was nothing in federal law that blocked any state from identifying non-citizens and removing them from the voting rolls. His ruling found that federal laws are designed to stop states from removing voters who are eligible to vote, not to stop states from blocking voters who should never have been allowed to vote in the first place. Now, Florida's Governor Rick Scott praised the decision, stating that allowing non-citizens to vote would cause irreparable harm. Now, that, of course, makes perfect sense to the average law-abiding citizen voter who is not trying to game the system, either by voting fraudulently or by benefiting from fraudulent votes. But to Democrats, this ruling is a disaster. Non-citizens may have a right to education, welfare, Obamacare under this regime. They may be granted amnesty by Obama. They may not have to worry about deportation under Obama. But to Democrats' dismay, non-citizens don't have the right to vote yet. Justice Minister Eric Holder could, I suppose, appeal the ruling all the way up to the nine amigos at the Supreme Court. And if he did, who knows what that result would be. I shudder to think.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
Howdy, this is Jason Bianski with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates at an all-time low, and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Bianski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bianski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time, 7:30, 75 degrees right now at the studios. Slight chance of showers today with a high in the mid-90s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this news update. It's brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. A 29-year officer with the Texas A&M Police Department was arrested for burglary and theft from a campus building. 54-year-old John Phillips, who retired from UPD in 2007 as a master officer, is out of jail after posting bond. Lieutenant Alan Barone says they contacted the district attorney's office after a detective learned Phillips pawned more than 40 stolen items from the Blocker building.
And after consulting with them, we agreed that it would be appropriate to initiate a joint investigation with the city of College Station.
Barone says it's the first time UPD has arrested one of its own officers.
Any time that you have an officer that breaks the trust of his officers and the public or tarnishes the integrity of the badge, it's harmful. Not only to the officers that he works with, but the community that he serves.
A search of Phillips College Station home turned up more stolen items and keys to campus buildings. Police say more charges are possible. It took 60 minutes for a Brazos County District Court jury to convict Stanley Griffin of capital murder. That same panel of 10 women and 2 men deliberated more than 4 hours to decide Griffin will be given the death penalty. The punishment phase followed 7 days of testimony and arguments by attorneys. That was after Griffin was found guilty of the strangulation death of Jennifer Haley and leaving her son for dead in September of 2010. Wet roads may be to blame for a one-vehicle accident near Bryan Sunday that killed one and injured two. State troopers say 67-year-old Dorothy McLean of Dickinson was northbound on Highway 6 near FM 2818 when she lost control of her car and ran off the road. McLean's car then overturned. She later died at St. Joseph Bryan. McLean's passengers, a 5-year-old boy from Dickinson and a 62-year-old Navasota woman, are both in stable condition. No one wore a seatbelt. In a North Bryan neighborhood, if you normally drive through that area, you're encouraged to find another way around street construction that starts today. There will be one lane of traffic directed by flagmen on Old Hearn Road between Wilkes and Woodville. That project is expected to take 3 weeks to finish. A new trend from auto insurers may reveal more about your driving than you want known.
It's new technology that tracks your driving.
Just plug it in and it keeps track of your good driving habits. So the better you drive, the more you save.
Progressive and other companies are using devices that reveal your good driving habits, but may also show the bad.
I think there's some very complex privacy problems associated with this.
Dallas attorney Peter Vogel with Gardier Wynn Sewell specializes in internet privacy. He says that data you're voluntarily giving your insurance company could be used against you in a court of law.
The GPS device would be tracking spouses and then in divorce cases. I can see this being important evidence.
He says it's related to the same kind of privacy issues as people revealing personal information on social networks. Chuck Schechner, TSN News.
And Easterwood Airport has some new upgrades. Airport Director John Happ says United Airlines' new regional carrier is replacing turboprops with jets.
They're not weight limited, so on the hot days here, we don't have to leave baggage behind that we used to have to do. I think it's going to be a much better service, a much more dependable service, and obviously a lot quicker. Being all jets.
Happ says American is also using jets and has contracted with United to take care of local passenger flight options, or operations, rather.
It was pretty obvious when American had an airplane here that the Continental people and United people were sitting around doing nothing. And when United had an airplane here, the American people were sitting around doing nothing. So I think this is makes a lot of sense.
Happ says it's the first time all commercial flights will involve jets. WTAW News Time is 7:34, 75 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. More news at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farm or ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25-plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:36. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Cloudiness this morning should give way to some breaks of sunshine. Temperatures will climb up to about 90 to 95 this afternoon. It'll be clear to partly cloudy across the area tonight. Lows will be 70 to 75. We'll have sunshine during the day on Tuesday. Highs Tuesday 90 to 95. A few clouds Tuesday night. Lows will drop down to about 70 to 75. 4th of July is Wednesday. It'll be partly sunny for the 4th. Highs 90 to 95. And warm weather continues into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Coming up in sports, we will talk about the Olympics. Got another couple of Aggies that are going to be headed to London, and we'll hear from Eric Hyman, the new athletic director at Texas A&M.
There you go.
He'll be coming up in sports.
He'll be going back to South Carolina, load up the U-Haul.
Yeah.
He and the family will be driving back in.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. Doing those highways and byways and all of that kind of stuff.
That's it. And he'll let you know when you get back into town so you can help him move his furniture.
Indeed he will.
Yeah, probably not. Anyway, Tom would like to spend a few minutes talking to our audience this morning.
Indeed I would. Thank you, Scott. You know, it was just about exactly 19 years ago today, I believe, almost, that Ben Downs met me at lunch in Bryan one time and told me that that my old friend Scott DeLucia had been bugging him about hiring me from another radio station. And I was indeed flattered, most of all, but mainly in disbelief that at age 45 then I had finally landed my dream job. Now 19 years later, it's still my dream job. And when that alarm goes off at 4 o'clock every Monday through Friday, I have never lost sight of how lucky I am to work with Scott and Chase, but mainly to be a part of our listeners' morning for 3 hours. I'm even luckier to have a wonderful wife and three great sons and two daughters-in-law and above all five beautiful grandchildren. And Judy and I have made the bittersweet decision to, instead of hearing about those grandchildren's sporting events and dance recitals over the telephone, we want to be there to cheer them on, not just once a year, but every time. This is indeed my dream job, and we live among dear friends, and I work with a lot of tremendous coworkers here at Bryan Broadcasting. But the real dream for us has now evolved to somewhere else. I'm leaving WTAW and Bryan Broadcasting. I am retiring, so to speak, and Judy and I are headed to Nebraska in August, hoping to enjoy a few weeks of nice weather before the snow and the freezing starts. I really cannot put into words what this last 28 years has meant to me as a citizen of this marvelous community. And the next chapter is indeed exciting and just as scary. I'll be here on the radio with you for another 7 weeks. I only hope that I have provided you, our listeners, with half the treasure of smiles and memories that you have provided me and my family. It was indeed the reality of mixed emotions when we decided to do this, but we know it's the right decision, and we know that it's the right time. The people here, Scott, Chase, all my coworkers, and the listeners, indeed, that I meet in the community, have supported me, have loved me and my family through joyous times and through tremendously challenging times, especially over the last 4 years. And I thank you for waking up with us every morning. And this is a tremendous experience, what we call the Infomaniacs. And the Infomaniacs will continue to be a tremendous experience for the rest of you. And I can't wait through the magic of the Internet to come home and to go someplace else and to experience myself and to listen, although I might not be there at 6 a.m. anymore. Thank you very much. And, Scott, thank you very much for giving me a couple of minutes to express and just thank you. It's been a wonderful ride for 19 years.
Thank you. When we'll have some sort of a reception, get together, whatever. What you don't know is that we have been furiously negotiating, hoping that KFC will bring out the cheese on top chicken sandwich for us to have at the reception, the public reception that we'll have for you. So we'll
famous bowls.
Oh my
bowls.
Goodness!
Yeah, maybe we'll get them to cater it. I mean,
famous bowls for everyone.
Now, you can't. Now the famous bowls have to already be prepared.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
because we're not going to have a famous bowl bar. I mean, you can't do that.
So many elements. Well, you know, there'd be people who'd want to get more chicken parts than corn, for instance.
Nah, nobody
or,
wants
or,
to
get I'm just saying. So, anyway, but we will. We'll have some sort of a public reception type situation, and so all that'll come up. So,
Tom may not be there because he's kind of phoning it in now.
Yeah. So your last day is?
August 17th.
Okay, so let's see. Let's
7 weeks from last Friday.
If I only had a calendar. Okay, yeah. So today is the...
Pick up your mouse.
Okay. Now, and we're going to work on Wednesday, by the way, so we're going to be here. So let's say that's 1, 2, 3, 4. Don't you love counting on the radio? 5, 10, 15.
Yeah, yeah. It's like flag raising almost.
16. And you're going when?
August 17th.
Okay. So I'm going to do it. Well, I can't figure
I
it out 30, right now.
I got 32 days.
32 days, and that means... Okay. That's not counting today?
No, not counting today.
Not right. Counting today.
I'm
so that
double
means,
check.
All right. So if that's the case, you have 64 more times to mispronounce athletics.
And I'll do it long after that. Yes.
Well, just so we can hear it.
Right.
I mean, so, yeah. So anyway.
That's right.
We will. We'll do the,
yes.
We'll do the countdown for you.
Because I love the athletes I've worked
that's
with,
That's exactly right. Right. Yeah. That's,
I stand corrected.
Oh, what is it?
34. Hi,
34.
Tom, I just gave you two extra days to work.
Yeah, see. Hello.
I just got out of the shower. Did Tom say something today?
No. I think
no,
everything's
no.
Okay.
No. It's all a dream. It's in the shower, like Bobby Ewing.
Yeah. I do. You know, there are some historical points that need to to be corrected here. When Tom and I had our first lunch, it was in College Station. I don't know if it was in College Station at the time, but it's been annexed by now. And
not Mr. Downs. I know exactly where it was.
Oh, where was it then?
It was at the place that, what was it before it was Sloppy Joe's?
I thought it was at Coffee Bridge.
Nope. Mm-mm. It was at the place there at, what was Sloppy Joe's? Wasn't it something else before that?
It could have been.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
We're mm-hmm. we're both at that point.
Yeah.
You know, it could be anywhere.
Yeah.
But I do remember, what was the at that meeting 19 years ago, Tom, what mm-hmm. was the thing that I had one favor, I think, that I asked?
You asked that that you don't have to make decisions about sports. I remember that.
I've heard that request before.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know, that's close enough, actually.
Was it that I wear a coat and tie every day? I missed that memo.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, again, see, but now he's going to retire. We thought he's headed in the other direction.
What are we going to do here?
Show up.
I know we're going to show up.
No, I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you.
I think we have Infomaniac Idol. I mean, you know, that's...
Ooh.
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 Ooh. Just throwing that out there. Open auditions, buddy.
Oh, man.
Infomaniac Idol.
Oh, all right.
Guy, you got to be that Tom Turbeville character.
I don't get Tom Turbeville. Well, see, that's one entry we won't have to put into the glossary when we finally get it printed, that's because cool. We always have said, you know, there's some guy in New York who's saying, I don't know how these guys in the little market came up with it, but whoever came up with that Tom Turbeville character, that is a stroke of genius,
there. All right, I'm going to take a call. Thank you. It's Ben Nelson. Hello.
Yeah, wasn't it called the Farmer's Market before Sloppy Joe's?
There you go.
Let's talk about
it.
What's really important.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Bob, what did you have to eat?
Our listener. Now, that I don't remember, but I can tell you pretty much the booth we sat in. But, right, it was at the Farmer's Market. The caller is right.
Oh, Farmer's well, now market. They can put a plaque there.
Yeah.
No, but it's something completely different now, isn't it?
I
have no idea. Yeah, okay. Right. Well, there we go. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Now, we're not going to go through, what restaurant used to be there. Okay?
You guys are wearing me out. When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry. You can call Ed Phillips Plumbing 24/7. At 731-1500. That's 731-1500. You can also visit them online at ed-phillips-plumbing.com.
Well, we told you it was coming, and it has in fact happened. Amish Furniture for generations has moved to their new location. They're on Boonville Road just past Kroger. Now, Kent parks his big maroon truck that has Amish Furniture on the side on the trailer right out front, so you'll be able to know where it is. But Amish Furniture for generations, of course, still has beautiful tables and chairs and dining room and bedroom and family room and office furniture. You can choose from a big selection or have it custom built just the way you want. And right now you get a 10% discount off any new custom orders at Amish Furniture for generations to celebrate their new location. You can get quality furniture, obviously, every piece, solid wood. It's handcrafted by and bench built by Amish craftsmen with special attention to detail to make sure you get the piece that you want and that it is built to last for years. Of course, all of it's made in America. So stop in and see. I've got the same phone number, by the way, 260-5050. But stop in and see the new location. Kent's proud of it. Wants to give you a deal here with 10% off any new custom orders. That's on Boonville Road, just past Kroger. It's Amish Furniture for Generations. Furniture that lasts for generations to come. Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX Laser and Child's Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Child's Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Desperate like you're buried under your problems and there's no way out? It could be you need someone who can help you see your circumstances from a different point of view. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. There's a well-known painting titled Checkmate, depicting a young man in a chess match against the devil. At first glance, the meaning of the artwork is clear. The young man is on the verge of losing his soul. He's filled with despair, he's out of moves, and all hope is lost. As the story goes, one man seeing the painting took particular interest. A chess player himself, he studied the layout of the chess pieces and made a startling discovery. The devil did not have his opponent in checkmate. In fact, the young man, not the devil, had the final move. Maybe you feel desperate at times, like all hope is lost. And it could be you're too close to your own circumstances to see a way out. In times like this, we need someone in our life, like the man who studied that painting, a family member, a close friend, or even a professional counselor, who can help us find answers we've been unable to see ourselves. If you feel as though you're out of moves, let me encourage you to speak with one of our counselors or find one in your area. Call us at 1-800, the letter A, and the word family. That's 1-800, the letter A, and the word family. Or visit focusonthefamily.com for more information. I'm Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We've got a program with an interest rate that's dramatically lower than the current rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage. It's called our 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. This incredibly low rate is locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why, for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, that red tag event going on at Suddenlink, that means an opportunity for you to get some great pricing. You'll get hooked, I guarantee, on SL200 HD TV with free HD when you bundle up. Plus, Suddenlink is now offering employee price for phone only $20 per month, so don't miss that. And, you know, at $20 a month, you're going to be paying, that's the same rate that the Suddenlink employees pay, and you're saving up to 50% over the phone company. And you can get Suddenlink high-speed internet for as low as $15 a month. $15 a month for high-speed internet. Now, let's talk a little bit about that DVR and that HDTV and what that does for your world. You know, we were talking earlier this morning about watching stuff on demand. Go take advantage of that. I mean, there are literally hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming that you can watch, and it is great because, first of all, you can go ahead and record things that you want on your DVR, go back and watch them when it's convenient for you. You can pause live action. You can go back and see things again. Phone rings. You need to get up and leave the TV screen. You don't have to miss anything at all, and all of that is available. Plus, you can look forward to watching special events and movies and sports all right there, and, of course, having internet speed that is faster than you might have at work is great to come home to as well. So give them a call at Suddenlink at 1-800-915-1866 and get hooked up today. 1-800-915-1866 or visit Suddenlink.com as the red tag event continues.
It's 7:51. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Another look at sports. It's brought to you by Awards and More. Well, another Aggie athlete is packing her bags to the London Olympics. It's another female swimmer. Aggie sophomore Camille Adams won the 200-meter butterfly Friday night and will join Aggie teammate Bria Larson on the U.S. team in London. She won the finals in Omaha by more than a second with a time of 2:06.52. Now, tonight, maybe another Aggie will win a spot, or maybe not. A person familiar with the situation says that Aggie sprinter Jenna Batarmo is reconsidering her decision to take part in a runoff against training partner Allison Felix tonight. The person spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity. The sprinters agreed to settle a third-place tie in the 100 meters at the Olympic trials with a runoff. The winner earns the last spot in the event at the London Games. The race was scheduled to start at 7 o'clock tonight. it still could happen. It would have been a boon for track since it would be shown on NBC in conjunction with the network's coverage of the swimming trials. Tarmo says that she only reluctantly agreed to the runoff in the first place, so stay tuned. Her only other choice would be to concede to Felix. On Saturday, A&M President Dr. R. Bowen Lofton introduced Eric Hyman as Texas A&M's new athletic director.
We're genuinely excited about this future that Eric Hyman provides for us here at Texas A&M. He's a genuine individual. He has the same core values that Texas A&M enjoys. And that was one of the key things we went through in the interview process there. What are your values? What makes you do what you do? And I was extraordinarily pleased to hear him say exactly the words any Aggie would say. Excellence, integrity, leadership, loyalty, respect, and selfless service. Those six core values serve us and they serve him. And we think this is a wonderful fit.
Now, Hyman was asked about his thoughts several months ago when, as the athletic director at South Carolina, he and the other athletic directors of the SEC were considering Texas A&M.
We had a discussion with all the athletic directors, and Mike Sly broached the subject with us, and we all talked about him. And I said to them, and they all spoke so positive about him. And I said, you just don't understand Aggies. My sister's an Aggie, and my son-in-law is an Aggie. They're obnoxious. No, I'm just kidding. No. I said that to reporters just in one day. I was just having fun with them. No, I think it's, you know, with the tradition and the potential here. I mean, that's why Texas A&M is in the league. Totally, very, very excited about having them into the SEC. And everybody else is, too. You're going to love the league. I'm telling you, it's going to be tough. I mean, it's going to be really tough, but you're going to love it because you will not see the compatibility in this league. You will not see it in any other league in the country.
Hyman will pack up after 7 years at South Carolina and move into his office at A&M on the payroll effective August the 1st. That membership in the SEC started at the stroke of midnight yesterday, and today they will mark their second full day in the Southeastern Conference with the flag-raising ceremony outside the Gillum Track Stadium next to Kyle Field at 10 a.m., and the public is invited. It's the traditional day off at Wimbledon yesterday before play resumes today. They're into the round of 16 as the second week of the fortnight starts. Top seed Novak Djokovic and Maria Sharapova are still around and scheduled for action. Rafael Nadal and Venus Williams were first week victims. Sharapova is trying to become the first woman to win the French Open and Wimbledon in the same year since Serena Williams did it in 2002. Spain destroyed Italy 4-0 in the finals of the European Championship soccer tournament in Ukraine for their third straight major title. 4 years ago at Euro 2008, Spain ended a 44-year drought of major titles, beating Germany 1-0 in the finals to start a run that has been unmatched by any team in history. 2 years later, Spain won the World Cup. Brandon Moss homered in the Oakland A's 3-1 win over the Texas Rangers last night. Derek Norris added an RBI, and Jameel Weeks scored on a wild pitch for the A's. Travis Wood pitched 7 innings plus of shutout ball yesterday as the Cubs topped the Houston Astros 3-0. Texas outfielder Josh Hamilton drew a record total of more than 11 million votes and is one of three Rangers scheduled to start this month's All-Star game. He'll be joined in Kansas City by catcher Mike Napoli and third baseman Adrian Beltre. Two other division leaders also have three starters for the June 10th Midsummer Classic. The Yankees are sending shortstop Derek Jeter, second baseman Robinson Cano, and outfielder Curtis Granderson. And Tiger Woods bagged his third tournament title of the year yesterday at Congressional, passing Jack Nicklaus for second place on the all-time list. He's just 8 victories shy now of the career record set by Sam Snead. Wood closed with a 269, one stroke better than Bo Van Pelt. And that's your look at sports. Good morning, everybody. It's 7:56 for awards and more. I'm Tom Turbeville, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So I turned it on right before 6 o'clock. Who's that guy who blew up playing with Woods? He just blew up.
Bo Van Pelt.
Yeah, that's
yeah. It. I think he had 3 bogeys in a row.
Something like
end.
That. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That pressure thing.
Yeah. And, yeah. But you know, Tiger's pretty much back. He didn't do it in the U.S. Open, but boy, he's won 3 tournaments now this year. So.
Well, we'll see how that goes. Exactly. 3 minutes still.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards & More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees. Or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards & More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs t-shirts, Awards & More will custom design the perfect t-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
Hello, I'm Bruce Forsyth, founder and owner of Advanced Therapy Aquatic and Wellness Center. May I take this opportunity to say thank you for the success I've been blessed with since arriving here in 1999. To show my gratitude, I'd like to invite you to come in for a free wellness screen and two-week membership. We're located at 3700 Cross Park across the street from the Physician Center in Bryan. Let us help you on your road to wellness. Visit us online at advancedphysicaltherapy.com or call us at 774-9958.
Finally, someone combined the best of a lawnmower with the versatility of a John Deere tractor. Stop into Sioux Falls Prater today and check out the 1 Series subcompact utility tractor. The John Deere 1 Series is easy to operate in all kinds of conditions, and with dozens of attachments available, no job is too big for this little tractor to handle. Hurry to Sioux Falls Prater today and get 0% financing for 60 months. Visit cptractor.com to find the location nearest you. And don't forget to vote for Sioux Falls Prater as the best tractor dealership in the best of the Brazos Valley.
Offer in 7/31/2012. Finance subject to approval on John Deere credit installment plan. See your dealer for complete details.
This is Jim Swayze. You know, for us, regular road trips to our neighborhood half-price bookstore are a big part of summer fun. Hey, if Mother Nature's going to roll out the heat this time of year, you can bet we're going to roll down to half-price books and take advantage of the coolest selection and prices on summer reads. Books for the beach, paperbacks for the plane, a treasure trove of kids' books and young adult fiction, plus games, music, movies. There's savings for everyone. It's quick, easy, lots of friendly folks to help, and almost everything's half-price or less. Half Price Books has been a big part of summer fun for 40 years, and you can get extra savings by going to halfpricebooks.com and signing up for their mailing list. Hey, when special online surprises come along, you don't want to miss them, so sign up pronto. You'll always...
For a high temperature today, actually all week long, probably in the middle 90s, low temperature will be in the middle 70s, and a 20% chance of showers each day. 78 right now, what's going on in the news?
A fatal accident kills a Houston area woman on Highway 6. A retired university police officer faces criminal charges, and changes coming to Easterwood Airport. Those stories and more coming up.
WTAW, College Station, Brian.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. A lot of people have a lot to clean up.
I had no idea that it was this bad.
Her home is storm damaged in New Jersey. There's also destruction down to the Carolinas, even over to Ohio and then Illinois. About 2 million still without power. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has more live.
Oh, Dave, those storms spurred extremely powerful winds, which uprooted trees, causing major havoc.
The tree that was laying on the wires actually snapped under the tension and then burned a huge hole in my yard and blew up the transformer. It's pretty scary. My whole yard caught on fire.
Millions of people ending up enduring the weekend affliction of high 90s or 100-degree temperatures without air conditioning or power to run fans. It was felt from the D.C. area to as far west as places like Indiana and Illinois. 17 people were killed in storm-related incidents, Dave.
Evan, thousands are back home in wildfires scorched Colorado Springs. The blaze more than half contained, but nearly 350 homeowners aren't so lucky.
I only have a couple outfits. I got out my cat, got out some papers, and my medicine. That was it.
Wildfires are also torching six other states. One in Montana is 265 square miles. It's burned down 30 buildings. They went to Chicago to protest NATO and ended up facing terror charges. Three men due in court today. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live in Chicago.
The two men from Florida and one from New Hampshire were arrested at a police raid just days before the NATO summit started in May. They're now charged with supporting terrorism. Police say they found material for Molotov cocktails and that the men were planning to firebomb targets, including President Obama's campaign headquarters here in Chicago. Their attorney says the charges are trumped up. Also in court today, a Chicago man who is accused of making a terrorist threat and another who authorities say tried to get explosives. Dave?
Jennifer, a Georgia woman stricken with a flesh-eating bacteria after getting cut in a zipline accident gets out of the hospital today, goes to rehab. Amy Copeland lost both hands, her left leg, and her right foot. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Do you have dark circles under your eyes that make you look tired? Do you have bags or puffiness? Hi, I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Steven Greenberg. When patients ask me about dark circles or puffiness around their eyes, I tell them about a breakthrough cream called Lumitone. Now you're invited to try Lumitone for free. Lumitone was made to work in two ways. It instantly fades dark circles from view and relaxes the look of puffiness. The results are so dramatic. I've tried this in hundreds of my own patients, and they love it. Stop looking tired and start looking refreshed. If you have dark circles or puffiness under your eyes, call now.
Right now, listeners of this station are invited to try Lumitone free. Pay only a small shipping and handling fee. For details, call 1-800-503-6051. That's 800-503-6051. This free offer is available while supplies last. Call 1-800-503-6051. That's 800-503-6051.
This 4th of July, save up to 25% off at Ashley Furniture Home Store College Station. Save on top quality furniture. During our 4th of July Freedom to Choose event, get up to 25% off on furniture throughout the store. That's 25% off. There's 14-piece living room groups for only $7.99, or gorgeous 14-piece bedrooms for just $7.99, or buy a $5.99 sofa for only $2.99. Get up to 25% off or 60 months interest-free financing at Ashley Furniture Home Store College Station's 4th of July Freedom to Choose event going on now. See store for details.
Hello, Brazos Valley. This is Kyle Smith of Auto and Home Mobility again to let you know what we have and do. We handle anything from stair lifts, turning seats, hand controls, to wheelchair lifts. We also carry the Milford Person Lift, the caregiver's dream. The Milford Lift can be put in your bathtub, easy chair, jacuzzi, truck, farm equipment. Heck, we even put one on a trike. So before you do any expensive home remodeling, check out the Milford Lift first at yourmobilitysolutions.com or call us at 979-589-2005.
Hey, moms and dads. It might be the middle of summer, but let's face it, another school year is right around the corner. If you're looking for a new schooling option, consider Texarkana ISD Virtual Academy for students in grades 3 through 7. Come out to the College Station Yogurtland Tuesday, July 10th, 5 till 7 p.m. Meet the teacher and learn more about virtual schooling while your child enjoys a free yogurt. Call 877-485-8283 for more information. That's Tuesday, July 10th, 5 till 7 p.m. at the Yogurtland in College Station.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
WTAW News Time is 8:05, 78 degrees right now at the studios, on our way to a high today in the mid-90s with a slight chance of showers. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this news update brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. The jury deciding punishment in the Stanley Griffin capital murder trial deliberated 4 hours before deciding to give him the death penalty. Griffin was convicted of the September 2010 strangulation death of Jennifer Haley and leaving her son for dead. The jury of 10 women and 2 men sat through 7 days of testimony and debate during the punishment phase of the trial. It's a first for the Texas A&M Police Department arresting one of their own. Lieutenant Alan Barone says retired officer John Phillips is accused of 2 burglaries earlier this year at the Blocker Building and taking a variety of electronics.
It's one of those situations it's almost hard to explain because a lot of us are in shock.
Barone says the investigation began when a detective found Phillips allegedly pawned more than 40 stolen items. Then UPD went to the district attorney's office, and the decision was made to bring in College Station police for assistance.
Because of the sensitivity of the fact that he was a former employee of ours and a police officer, that way this would remove any questions of how the investigation would be handled and also to avoid any perceived conflict of interest that there might be.
The 54-year-old Phillips is out of jail after posting bond. He retired from UPD in 2007 after 29 years with the department. A Houston-area woman was killed and 2 others were injured after a Sunday morning accident on Highway 6 north of Bryan. State troopers say 67-year-old Dorothy McLean of Dickinson was southbound near FM 2818 when she lost control of her car on the slick road, ran off the road, and overturned. McLean later died at St. Joseph Bryan. The others on board were a 5-year-old boy from Dickinson and a 62-year-old Navasota woman. They are both in stable condition. No one was wearing a seatbelt. For the first time in the history of Easterwood Airport, all commercial flights will involve jets. Airport Director John Happ says the upgrades involve both United and American Airlines.
With United Express taking over for Colgan, we're going to have 4
regional jets flights a day. And then American has replaced their ATRs with regional jets.
Another change is American employees taking care of United jets and passengers at the local airport.
I think people are not going to see any difference in the service. It's just going to be a fewer number of people maintained here on station.
HAP says negotiations continue to add flights connecting Easterwood to destinations in the Southeastern Conference. Today begins 3 weeks of street work in a North Bryan neighborhood. Old Hearn Road will be rebuilt between Woodville and Wilkes. There will be one lane of traffic during the project with flagmen directing on scene. But still, if you normally drive through that area, you're encouraged to use an alternate route. And a long simmering tensions between a Tea Party-backed U.S. Senate candidate and a leading Tea Party voice in the Texas legislature have boiled over.
Former State Solicitor General Ted Cruz and State Senator Dan Patrick clashed with each other during an interview on Patrick's radio program. Patrick denied Cruz's claim that Patrick has endorsed Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst. The Dewhurst campaign posted the confrontation on YouTube.
So let me be very clear, Ted. I'm not endorsing you for the Senate position. I'm not endorsing David Dewhurst for the Senate position. I will be voting for one of you.
So and if you want me to respond or do you just want to yell?
Well, don't accuse me of something that's not true.
Cruz and Dewhurst face a July 31st runoff election. John Mark Dempsey, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 8:08, coming up on 8:09, 78 degrees right now. This news update brought to you by Merry Maids. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Thanks, Brazos Valley, for voting Merry Maids Best of the Brazos Valley four consecutive years and the Reader's Choice Award winner. You work long, hard hours, and it's difficult to find time to clean up around the house. Relax, because with Merry Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Merry Maids home. Merry Maids provides professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home and offers a customer satisfaction guarantee. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Merry Maids. Relax. It's done.
Green Teams congratulates AMCO on their move to a new building at the intersection of Briarcrest and Villa Maria. Like many other businesses, AMCO uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551.
About 9 till, a 9 after. It could be 9 till someplace, but it's 9 after.
Well, some bizarre world.
Yeah. They're going to do some weather right now. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
We start out our day with lots of cloudiness across the region. Some sunshine will develop as the day goes on. High temperatures are going to be about 90 to 95. It'll be clear to partly cloudy throughout the area tonight, low 70 to 75. Tomorrow looks to be partly sunny with highs somewhere between 90 and 95. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night, 70 to 75, and sun is in the forecast Wednesday, highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go, about half an hour ago, Tom announced here on the radio that he'll be leaving the radio station. He's retiring. August the 17th will be his last day to broadcast. And Chase...
Well, and we failed to point out that Tom will become only the fourth person to ever actually retire from radio.
That's true.
The rest of us just get fired.
That's right.
Yeah.
Or die. Yeah,
right.
That's it. Yeah.
That's right. And of those three options, I'm glad I chose the one I did.
Right.
Yeah.
But Chase, I feel like since Tom will be retiring, obviously, and he's leaving the area, he's moving up to Nebraska, that we need to try to help him out to make the transition as easy and smooth as possible. And so today,
we're going to have Nebraska facts.
No, we may do that. No, but no time like the present to begin. And that is, I'm sure, Tom, that part of the moving process will include a yard sale of some kind.
Ooh, just had one of those not long ago.
So Bruce Littlefield, who's the author of Garage Sale America, has some tips for you and Judy so that you prepare to have a successful garage sale. Okay?
Okay.
You need to get a little creative.
Yeah.
Use fun words like smoking deals or super hot sale. People notice signs that have a sense of humor and style. When you go on Craigslist, say, smoking it up on, whatever. Bruce also suggests...
That might attract the wrong type of clientele.
Yeah, that's right.
But you know what? They won't be early birds.
you're right.
Don't worry about that.
They will not be wanting to snoop on Friday evening.
They'll be coming by about 2 in the afternoon going, hey, man.
Hey, man, I heard you were smoking up over here, man.
You know, it's funny you're telling me this now because it's 2 days too late. We had our garage sale Saturday.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, we did.
Well, see,
it was in all the papers. No, it was just in one, actually.
This could have done so much better.
Oh, I know. Now I hear.
Yeah.
Well, you think it's still good to sell the stuff that nobody bought?
Well, you could do that, or if you decide to get up to Nebraska and you got all this crap you need to get rid of, I'm sure that these rules probably work for Nebraskans as well as they do for Texans.
Exactly.
You could use vibrant pink and orange poster board to help get noticed.
Mm-hmm.
You see that a lot on car washes.
Uh-huh.
I texted Chase about a car wash this weekend, as a matter of fact. I thought it was probably fun to attend. But anyway, that's a little inside. I'm sorry. Anyway, so how did that garage sale go?
It went well. You know, garage sales are kind of a pain in the rear, but it's fun, you know, that you get to meet a lot of different people.
So did we get some of those, oh, it's you?
Oh, there were a couple of people that were listeners.
I didn't know you lived here. I thought you lived in Lubbock.
Yeah. I had no idea. I thought you lived on the beach somewhere.
But, you know, it was a garage sale. Yeah. And you know, and I'd, you know, people come to you and ask, will you take? And I'd say yes. Because the main purpose of a garage sale is it not to get rid of stuff.
To divest.
Not to make money.
Yeah.
You know, so we made a coin or two. That was nice. But the main thing is we got rid of stuff.
Yeah.
So our trash was other people's treasure, and that's what it's all about.
Saving up that money, and he's going to be able to go to Sonic and get two burgers for one on Tuesday.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. We may be able to get a big order of fries with what we made.
Man. But no chili.
No.
Big spender.
Yeah.
You know, what bothers me the most is, you know, the Tom Turbyville backers in Port Aransas are going to be sorely disappointed.
Yeah, I believe you have, you really, I mean,
I'm sorry, I don't know what plans you and Judy have picked out, but I think I had already pretty much pegged what your post-radio career was going to be.
Yeah, you've vacated the cause now.
I mean, I was ready to have buttons printed, Turby for mayor, you know.
Well, you know, I'm not dying, I hope. And, you know, this is going to be anything can happen.
But that's not a part-time job.
No, you can't live in Nebraska and govern Port Aransas.
Well, no, I'm not saying that. We may come back south again someday.
You know what he's saying? Maybe he's saying he's going to run for mayor in Nebraska.
Can you be mayor of the whole state?
I'm pretty sure that's an office that doesn't exist, but good luck on that.
Whatever town you're moving to, you may decide that, you know, that political itch needs to be scratched up there. I don't know. But anyway, well, that's...
Don't put that on your campaign poster.
No.
Vote Tom Turbyville for blank, scratching my political itch.
Don't give up on me, Port Aransas, though. I mean, you
know. Oh, listen to him. No. Now he's going to be coy.
Oh, yes.
Now he's going to be coy.
Yeah.
Oh. Speaking of coy, did you have like a bag of coy chow in the back of the garage that you sold?
Yeah, since the coy have been, they were freed a long time ago.
Now, right.
What time did you think you'd finish, and what time did you actually finish?
It was advertised to start at 7.
Yeah.
First people got there at 10 after 6.
Of course.
Right.
Hate that damn early sunrise.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Uh-huh. They got there at 10 after 6.
Yeah.
And
now, what did you do? Did you shoo them away or did
No. I wasn't.
Were you already
rude.
Up?
Okay. We were up at 4. Yeah.
But now, you see. Yeah.
I didn't know if you padded it, you know, had to pad out there and, you know.
Yeah.
In your jammy jams.
No. We were up at 4. We were getting ready. We were putting things out. We were still pricing it.
But I must criticize you here in that for those people. I know. For those people who are not early risers, who are having maybe their first garage sale,
right?
You have done nothing but perpetuate the problem of the early bird. You fed
the early birds.
I know. You're supposed to be rude and say, I'm sorry, we don't open until 7.
Get out of here.
Yeah. But, you know, I was just sort of in
audio of filling the chamber.
I was just in a in a serene mood, and you know, and they were there. But you'll never guess. I mean, we had lots of stuff. We had knickknacks. We had antiques. We had a dog and a bone. We had antiques. We had everything.
Did you? Hey, wait a minute. Antique.
Yeah, well, some old stuff.
Okay.
Real
okay.
old stuff. Yeah. Older than me. If it's older than me, it's an antique, right?
Because that's a King Louis over there.
Yeah. You never. Yeah. At 6:15, we sold our first item.
Okay.
You'll never guess what it was. Okay, 6:15. A guy actually came. This is
a
all,
divan.
This is all he bought. No.
VCR.
No. Two sets of deer horns. Two sets of deer horns.
Oh.
This is something I found in my attic. Were old deer horns.
Okay.
And that's what the guy wanted at 6:15 in the morning. What
did he get for those?
I think a couple of bucks each, something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
That was hot up in the attic, wasn't it?
The whole deer wasn't there. It was just the horns.
Okay.
Yeah, so it would have gotten a little gamey if the whole deer was there.
So what time were you supposed to finish?
It was advertised to end at noon.
Yeah.
And we were ready to go to lunch. We were hot, tired, and hungry.
Yeah.
So at noon, we just, everything that was left, we just put a sign out saying everything's free. And we left for lunch. And we just put it all out there. And you'd be amazed what the word free does to a garage sale shopper.
Oh.
You know. So, yeah. I mean, they were just
His neighbors loved him.
They were just boxing things up.
Your neighbors love you enough. I learned that. Your neighbors love you immensely just for having a garage sale.
Yeah.
But then, you know, because they love all those people turning around in their driveway and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But then for you to put free out there, you know, you talk about chumming the water.
Yeah. People coming in 1973 Galaxy 500s.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
Opening up the
suddenly. Trunk. You know, suddenly it's like piranhas on a struggling water buffalo.
Wow.
Well, yeah. Well, believe me, at 12 noon, what was free? I mean, it was crap, really. I mean, really, that's what
no,
it was.
No, it wasn't. Oh, it was good enough that somebody took it.
Oh, yeah, sure was. Yeah, and it'll probably be on a garage sale somewhere next Saturday, right?
So what did you have to throw away?
You mean what was left over at the end of everything?
What was the cream of the free crop? How about that?
Nobody wanted an old dilapidated golf bag, believe it or not.
Huh.
And nobody wanted that. But there was really very little left
over. You just described
it
as dilapidated. I don't know why I'd want to pay money for it.
But what did it say? J.C. Higgins? I mean, why did they not want it?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was a nice golf bag. Didn't have any holes in it or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was old. It was a little bit faded.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I was only charging $1 for it, and then it became free, and they still didn't want it.
Yeah. Well, all the golfers were out playing.
Yeah.
It's not like somebody says, hey, I'm going to take up the game of golf because I've had a golf bag in a garage.
It's a sign.
It's an independent retirement community for our Secrets of Chef Brian cooking class, Thursday, July 12th at 11:30. As a retirement community, we're well known for unmatched hospitality and great food. Now we're inviting you to a demonstration of how to make crab cakes with aioli sauce. All participants will join Waldenbrook Estates for lunch of the same immediately following the demonstration. Join us for our Secrets of Chef Brian cooking class, Thursday, July 12th at 11:30. Seating is limited. Please RSVP to 888-830-2045. That's 888-830-2045.
Wow, we're just not getting the Wall Street Journal report today. Okay. Well, I know we have something else from them we can probably find here in just a minute.
Real estate industry, technology is vital. To that end, RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the absolute finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody in the world sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
Hi, I'm Debbie Davis, and I usually talk to you about money and financing and mortgages here on WTAW every Sunday. Now I'll be able to talk to you as well on ABC 40 News at 10. Yes, I'm bringing all the great guests that I have on the radio to the 10 p.m. news so you can learn more about finances, real estate, and law from local professionals. You can also log on to abc40.com to see all of the interviews at once. We'll be adding new information and guests all the time. ABC 40 is also the home of my new TV show, Lifestyles Brazos Valley, where each and every week I show you a variety of homes for sale in every price range and neighborhood. We will also have shows about events and lifestyle topics from businesses right here in town. We want to be the show you turn to each and every Saturday from 11 to 12. So TiVo it or watch it live, and you're going to see the Brazos Valley in a whole new way. Homes, landscaping, pools, special events, and interesting people. ABC 40. WTAW and Debbie Davis. Learning about the Brazos Valley just got easier.
Okay, here they are.
Forget the magazines and the tchotchkes. Airport shopping is going mainstream. The Wall Street Journal's Emily Glazer says the retail offerings are expanding beyond duty-free and souvenir shops as U.S. airports are shifting toward a retail-focused model common in Europe and in Asia.
And the great thing there is that the sales and promotions, even coupons, apply through all the stores because they want to keep the brands consistent. So in many cases, you're really not going to be paying much more.
Vending machines, she says, at airports are selling more than drinks and snacks these days. A pair of R-rated films ruled the North American box office this weekend, showing that movies made for adults can sometimes outperform ones aimed for teenagers or families. Ted from Comcast Universal Pictures earned $54 million, while Magic Mike from Time Warner's Warner Brothers took in nearly $40 million, according to early studio estimates. Once again, stock futures are slightly higher. I'm Joan Jones with the Wall Street Journal.
This is David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to take this opportunity to thank all of our customers for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 30 years. CTWP offers a variety of manufacturers, and your investment is backed by the award-winning technical staff. Find out why thousands of Central Texas businesses call CTWP their copier company. For a free consultation, call CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Fossilized sex lives. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Determining the sex of a prehistoric animal is notoriously difficult. That's because soft tissue anatomical features are rarely preserved by the fossil record. But researchers working in China recently pieced together clues from a pterodactyl fossil of the species Darwinopterus that indicate the bird-like reptile was a female. Paleontologist Dave Unwin of the University of Leicester in England says the specimen was found with an egg that clearly came from its body.
We know straight away that we're dealing with a female.
It also had wide hips, which probably helped with egg laying, and lacked a crest. Unwin says several other members of the species have been found with wide hips and no crests, suggesting that they were probably females too.
Males might have used the crest to intimidate other males and frighten them away, or maybe to attract females.
I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
This 4th of July, save up to 25% off at Ashley Furniture Home Store College Station. Save on top quality furniture. During our 4th of July Freedom to Choose event, get up to 25% off on furniture throughout the store. That's 25% off. There's 14-piece living room groups for only $7.99, or gorgeous 14-piece bedrooms for just $7.99, or buy a $5.99 sofa for only $2.99. Get up to 25% off for 60 months interest-free financing at Ashley Furniture Home Store College Station's 4th of July Freedom to Choose event. Going on now. See store for details.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. You know, it doesn't take much to remember what it used to be like back when I was about 70 pounds heavier. Hard to move, out of breath after climbing the stairs. Couldn't fit in many restaurant booths either. Not anymore, though, of course. Not after a couple of months on the Active 8 weight loss plan developed by Michael Steelman, MD. You lose weight quickly and easily and without hunger or cravings. And you keep it off. That's important, that you keep it off. I have for over 3 years now. Call them. Tell them Chaz told you to call and get a very special cost savings price right now. It's the doctor's office diet plan that you can use at home. Try it. It worked for me, 70 pounds worth. Just tell them Chaz told you to call, and you'll save 25%. That's a good thing. You can call them toll-free, 800-465-4411. That's 800-465-4411. Or you can go to www.myactive8.com. That's myactive8.com. Flora was a better name than her own. At least, that's what she thought at the time. But even with a better name, at least in her mind, she still felt she needed help. The shy, demure young woman really wanted to reach out to tell the stories and ideas that floated endlessly in her head and share her thoughts with the rest of the world. She wanted to write, but like many of us, something was holding her back. Confidence. Can you relate? Well, if you're still suffering from that little syndrome, then this true story is for you. She loved to write, and she wrote all kinds of things that popped into her head, but then she wouldn't do anything with them. She was so shy that she didn't even have the confidence to use her own name. When she actually got the chance to publish her book of poetry, well, she published it under the name of Flora Fairfield. But her parents, well, they were fairly cognizant people, and they thought that a little help from some friends would be good for their daughter. The friends were indeed a help. Yes, they advised Flora on a bit of syntax and some writing style, but by their own admission, what they did mostly was just talk to Flora and give her some confidence. As with most of us, if we really feel the urge to do something, well, we're going to do it well, and other people will like it too. You know, if you feel the urge to write, then you should write. If you feel the urge to build an electric car, then get off your duff and get to the building. If you feel the urge to speak out in a group because something is telling you to do so, then raise your hand and tell the folks what you feel and believe. Don't ever feel that you don't have something to offer, like Flora did, at least at first. Oh, she got some help, all right, and I hope this little story helps you. You see, it's a little-known fact that her parents had two very influential friends who added significantly to this young woman's life and work. But as they said, mostly, it was her. They were more cheerleaders than anything else. But what great cheerleaders to have. One of Daddy's friends was Henry David Thoreau, and the other, well, that was Ralph Waldo Emerson. Not bad company for a young budding writer. And it worked, of course. She dropped the facade of Flora Fairfield and started writing under her own name, Louisa May Alcott. And aren't we glad she did.
When it comes to the roof over your head, you can depend on Lone Star Roof Systems. Lone Star Roof Systems is Texas's premier roofer, offering lifetime warranties and the longest composite shingle warranty in the business. If you want your roof done right the first time by an honest company that stands behind their work, contact Lone Star Roof Systems today for a free estimate. Click MyAggieRoofer.com and remember to vote Aggie-owned and operated Lone Star Roof Systems for best roofer in the Brazos Valley at bestofthebrazos.com. That's Lone Star Roof Systems.
Well, it's Monday, and that means it's the day for Heritage Highlights with Fran Lamb. Hi, I'm Tom Turpeville, and this is Bravo Brazos Valley. And here's another story of Brazos Valley history from Fran Lamb.
Robert Alexander, a Methodist minister and missionary to Texas, the ninth child of Daniel and Rachel Alexander, was born in Tennessee in 1811. He joined the Methodist Episcopal Church about 1826, ordained a deacon in 1832, and became an elder in 1834. In April of 1837, Robert Alexander was appointed missionary to Texas with two other missionaries. Reverend Alexander, the first of the three to enter the new republic, crossed the Sabine River on August 19th and preached his way westward, thus beginning a ministry of 45 years in Texas. In October, he formed the first Methodist Missionary Society in Texas during a camp meeting held near Washington on the Brazos. When the Methodists split over slavery in 1844, Reverend Alexander's colleagues elected him delegate to the Louisville Convention that organized the Methodist Episcopal Church South in 1845. They subsequently elected him to nine succeeding general conferences. In 1848, he was instrumental in establishing the Texas Wesleyan Banner, which later became the Texas Christian Advocate. Later, he was president of the commission that founded Texas University, later Southwestern University at Georgetown. From 1855 to 1858, Robert Alexander was an agent for the American Bible Society in Texas. The Texas Bible Society was organized in 1838 and functioned until the late 1960s or early 1970s. The Bible Society of Texas was organized to meet the growing need in Texas for Bibles and Bible reading. In an article that appeared in the January 1860 edition of the Bible Society Record, it was reported that Reverend Alexander visited the counties of Robertson, Brazos, Madison, Leon, Burleson, Milam, Limestone, Freestone, Ellis, Bosque, Navarro, McLennan, Travis, Hayes, Guadalupe, Caldwell, Washington, and Fayette, all during the fall of 1859. The societies were generally found to be in good condition, and Reverend Alexander's collections were larger than before in that field, amounting during the month of November alone to $673.45. Unfortunately, Reverend Alexander resigned that year on account of his health In November of 1879, Reverend Alexander married his second wife, Mrs. Patience Wilson of Bryan. He passed away in 1879. I'm Fran Lamb, and this has been another episode of Heritage Highlights. For information about Heritage Highlights or to listen to previous episodes, visit our website at heritagehighlights.org.
Thank you again, Fran Lamb, each and every Monday on Bravo Brazos Valley. It's Heritage Highlights, History of the Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese and Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese and Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese and Associates, an involved community partner. Meese and Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese and Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
WTAW News Time is 8:32, 79 degrees right now at the studios, on our way to a high today in the mid-90s with a slight chance of showers this afternoon. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this final look at news for the morning, brought to you by The Face Place, where facial aesthetics is state-of-the-art. Call 694-4157. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. A 29-year officer with the Texas A&M Police Department was arrested for burglary and theft from a campus building. 54-year-old John Phillips, who retired from UPD in 2007 as a master officer, is out of jail after posting bond. Lieutenant Alan Barone says they contacted the district attorney's office after a detective learned Phillips pawned more than 40 stolen items from the Blocker building.
And after consulting with them, we agreed that it would be appropriate to initiate a joint investigation with the city of College Station.
Barone says it's the first time UPD has had to arrest one of its own officers.
Any time that you have an officer that breaks the trust of his officers and the public or tarnishes the integrity of the badge, it's harmful. Not only to the officers that he works with, but the community that he serves.
A search of Phillips College Station home turned up more stolen items and keys to campus buildings. Barone says more charges are possible. It took 60 minutes for a Brazos County District Court jury to convict Stanley Griffin of capital murder. The panel of 10 women and 2 men deliberated more than 4 hours to decide Griffin will be given the death penalty. The punishment phase followed 7 days of testimony and arguments by the lawyers. That was after Griffin was found guilty of the strangulation death of Jennifer Haley and leaving her son for dead in September of 2010. Wet roads may be to blame for a one-vehicle accident near Bryan Sunday that killed one and injured two. State troopers say 67-year-old Dorothy McLean of Dickinson was northbound on Highway 6 near FM 20 at 18 when she lost control of her car and ran off the road. McLean's passengers, a 5-year-old boy from Dickinson and a 62-year-old Navasota woman, are both in stable condition. No one wore a seatbelt. Oil prices went through the roof on Friday, and that could mean higher gas prices.
Oil jumped over 9% Friday. Dallas Energy trader Mark Anderle says this could affect you.
The retail prices had not yet caught up to the downdraft that we'd had through most of June, so we won't automatically see a 15 to 20 cent increase at the pumps. Unfortunately, we probably will see a 10-cent increase at the pumps over the next week.
He says members of the European Union held an emergency meeting late last week and agreed to direct bailouts to help Spanish and Italian banks. Anderle says if that actually happens, we may have seen the lows for gas prices for the year. But he adds, bear in mind, this was the 19th meeting they've had, and they haven't come up with a concrete plan yet. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
In a North Bryan neighborhood, drivers there are encouraged to find another way around some street construction that's getting underway today. There will be a lane of traffic directed by flagmen on Old Hearn Road between Wilkes and Woodville. Project expected to take about 3 weeks. And Easterwood Airport has some new upgrades. Airport Director John Happ says United Airlines' new regional carrier is replacing turboprops with jets.
They're not weight limited, so on the hot days here, we don't have to leave baggage behind that we used to have to do. I think it's going to be a much better service, a much more dependable service, and obviously a lot quicker being all jets.
Tapp says American is also using jets and has contracted with United to take care of local passenger flight operations.
It was pretty obvious when American had an airplane here that the Continental people and United people were sitting around doing nothing. And when United had an airplane here, the American people were sitting around doing nothing. So I think this is makes a lot of sense.
Hap says it's the first time all commercial flights will involve jets at Easterwood. WTAW News time is 8:36, 80 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by The Face Place. More local news coming up today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
What if you could correct wrinkles and sagging skin today while defending against a facelift tomorrow? As you age, your skin loses its natural elasticity, leaving you prone to wrinkles and deep frown lines. At The Face Place, Thermage treatments emit deep heat to tighten existing collagen and form new collagen. Thermage can not only tighten your aged skin, it can actually prevent loose skin from forming. And Thermage is exclusively provided at The Face Place. Visit FacePlaceMedSpa.com or call 255-GLOW for an appointment today. The Face Place, where facial aesthetics is state-of-the-art.
Thank you for voting Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet the best of the Brazos each year since 2005.
Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet now offers more than floor covering. We are your destination for complete home design in Central Texas.
Now you can choose your flooring, lighting, and countertops all in one place.
We even have a new name, Brazos Valley Flooring and Design Center, located at Rock Prairie and Welburn Road.
At Brazos Valley Flooring and Design Center, we're going to have the best prices today, next week, next month, and next year.
And that's a promise.
Best in the Valley contest is a tradition that's well respected and important here in the Brazos Valley. Traditions like this keep our community strong. Prosperity Bank knows tradition's important. Its tradition of stability makes it one of the strongest banks in the country. Prosperity is Texas-based, Texas-strong, understands Texans and Texas business. They run their bank right. It's their tradition. Prosperity Bank, real bankers, not just a bank. Vote Prosperity, best of the Brazos Valley. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. ProsperityBankTX.com.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
We start out our day with lots of cloudiness across the region. Some sunshine will develop as the day goes on. High temperatures are going to be about 90 to 95. It'll be clear to partly cloudy throughout the area tonight, lows 70 to 75. Tomorrow looks to be partly sunny with highs somewhere between 90 and 95. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night, 70 to 75, and sun is in the forecast Wednesday, highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go, 839. You know, had I not just happened to mention that garage sale thing, we might have never known that you had a yard sale. You might have just been quiet about that.
Well, that's right. Well, you know, I thought it would have been kind of tacky to announce my garage sale on the radio. That'd have been sort of taking advantage of my
position.
Don't you think?
Be like mentioning a toy store.
Because right, yeah, it wouldn't have been like that. Because you know, announcing a garage sale. I mean, who knows? I might have received an invoice from Brian Broadcasting for advertising.
Very true.
Right?
Now, here's the other thing that we're going to help you with, folks. In case you don't know, about an hour ago, Tom announced that he's retiring. August the 17th will be his last day on the radio here, and he and Judy are moving away. They're going to Nebraska.
Oh, yeah. You know, pretty much a retirement paradise.
Yeah, so
absolutely.
I have thought that many times.
Slightly ahead of Florida.
Right. Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, anybody can go to, you know, Arizona or California or someplace like that. But
and what we have decided, since Tom is a friend and been a coworker for 20 years, I've known him for 35 years, we need to help him transition, and earlier, of course, trying to help him make garage sale signs, but he's way ahead of us. This one I know you're not done with. If you're getting ready to move, College Hunks Hauling Junk is the largest employer of college students in the nation. They hire college kids who are working their way through school and willing to do some heavy lifting.
Do they have them both here and Nebraska?
Well,
I certainly don't want to take them on the ride with me.
Well, no, I didn't think you would.
And they might not want to go.
No, you're right. You know,
they started in the summer of 2003 as a group of college buddies with a beat-up cargo van needing beer money. Well, I don't know about that part. Anyway, now they are clean-cut, uniformed, and have fleets of trucks, 300 full-time employees, 35 franchises. If you know a college kid looking for work, Hunks is hiring. And, of course, even if they don't have College Hunks Hauling Junk,
right?
Then, you know, you still – Chase, do you have time to type that in? CollegeHunksHaulingJunk.com?
Sure.
See if they happen to have
College Hunks won't put anything on my computer I'd love to take off.
Yeah. And I don't know that I want a college hunk, you know, just, you know, hanging around. Have they got any 30-year-old potbellies that'll do this?
I think it's sexist. I want college hotties that are hauling junk.
See, you can't be doing that.
No.
See, this just be, don't try it's to make it tech.
It's a franchise.
I know. That's why I say, it did is. They have a location in Bryant, Collegeville, Texas?
Let's see. And what did come up when you put in college hunks? Anyway?
Well, he put in, he typed frightened. The whole thing in there. Yeah, I would think. Anyway.
Oh, big surprise. They're in Dallas.
Oh, okay.
And that's it. Dallas North, Dallas North / McKinney, and then Frisco.
So I could
Frisco.
So I could haul my stuff to Dallas, and they could pick it up there.
Yeah,
right?
No, but what I'm thinking is they're bound to be guys here.
Let's see, sure. Nebraska.
Yeah.
You can own the first college hunks franchise in Nebraska.
That's what
Tom.
You should do. Yeah, that's
hey.
It. Yeah.
So I've got my job line, my retirement job lined up there,
exactly.
And I got my stuff moved.
Yeah.
Because their first. Order of business will be to move my stuff.
Right. So there. Done and done. Okay. Yeah. Just trying to help you out. Yeah. So cab drivers in Chicago are
you can
now...
also own the first one in Oregon. And if it's from the University of Oregon, they'll steal all your stuff.
Now, they didn't say athletes hauling junk.
Athletes?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Did somebody say athletes? Who said anything about athletes?
That's right. athletes.
Hello.
Good morning. May I come in, Tom, about something?
Okay.
Sure.
Yesterday,
sure, let me record
yesterday,
this.
He did a tremendous job with an independence program at First Baptist Church.
Oh, great.
And when he leaves, I don't know, we're going to miss his voice. And he did a great job yesterday, but he always does a good job.
Well, good. Thank you.
We wish him well.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you. That was a lot of fun yesterday. First Baptist Brian had a great ceremony with their choir, and I had the honor of being the narrator. So, David Kipp asked me to do that, and it was fun to do.
So, you know, and of course, and then to harken back, you know, there were some milestones in Tom's broadcast career that he missed. For instance, mm-hmm. Absorbine Jr. had him lined up to do their commercials, but when he
yeah,
went into
right.
the test read and he said athlete's foot, they were thanks.
I was wondering where you were going with that.
Now Absorbine Senior's even rejected
me.
Now,
so. Did you notice that it's not Absorbine Jr. anymore? I saw a commercial for it last
week. What is it?
It's just Absorbine now.
Well, because Absorbine Senior died.
Yeah,
maybe.
And he's not a junior anymore. I mean, he can't be. You
well,
know?
I don't even know why they called it Absorbine Junior in the first place, though.
I guess Daddy Absorbine wanted nothing to do with the company.
I don't know. If only they were away. I'm not sure.
That's right.
Anyway.
That stuff smelled good. You know, it smelled kind of green,
sure.
Remember?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Whatever
yep.
green smells like, that's what it smelled like.
That's it. Hey, actually, that's witch hazel, I think, that you're smelling in there. But anyhow.
Oh, witch hazel.
Yep. If you got a case of the Mondays, then you are not alone.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We got.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
There you go. All right. If you're not alone, UK's Daily Telegraph reports new research shows most of us won't crack a smile until 11:16 a.m. on the first day of the work week, and probably will produce just 3.5 hours of actual work. Well, speak for yourself. We do all that by 9 o'clock. Well, two of these guys do that by 9 o'clock. Experts say it's due to a little thing called evolution. We feel like part of our tribe once again and need to reconnect around the coffee pot, water cooler, or over lunch. Oh, sure we do. This is a bonding deal. After the initial bonding is done, people are geared up for a great week by Tuesday.
Oh, what's happening?
This is large news.
Uh-oh. We're making an in-office
like about,
call.
Sounded like about 14 digits you done.
Yeah,
I think.
No. Yeah. I think it'll be okay. We'll see.
I'm going to need you to go ahead and come in
tomorrow.
Good morning,
Brian. This is Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie, we need to talk to Mr. Downs if he's available.
Okay, hang on 1 second.
All right.
I saw him roaming the halls.
Yeah, yeah. That's. I think this is big news right here that... maybe he can.
Oh, yep. She just had to do the alt page for him.
I did. He
was going down
wandering
to,
halls or something
I think
like
he was
that.
Headed to sales.
You think? No.
Yeah. Yeah. At 8:30, can you imagine that?
At 8:45 on a Monday, he'll be sadly disappointed. Yes. Hello.
Do I have time to run down to the studio?
Oh, sure, you can do that. I'll take a phone
right
call.
There.
Okay, very good.
Ooh, run.
Right. I don't know if they'll do that.
Yeah,
hello.
Yeah, there used to be an Absorbine Senior. And it was horse liniment.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Yeah, and Absorbine Junior was just a milder version of it.
Got it. Thank you so much. All right, that answers the question. See, we have
so
the
I guess if you had a really bad case,
world.
You could have just used Absorbine Senior.
Yeah. That's well, right. I don't know about that. I've had something in it wasn't good for you.
Might give you a hankering for a sugar cube.
Could be that. That's put a feed bag on, something like that. Make you listen to Cher's greatest hits. I mean, I'm not sure.
Watch
any
Julia
of those
Roberts
things.
Movie.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. That could happen. So anyway, yeah.
Well, we could take anything anywhere, can't we?
And who among us hadn't had a hankering for a sugar cube?
A sugar cube?
Oh, yeah.
It's Ben Downs, the general manager. Tom's leaving.
I've never walked in on a conversation.
No,
and
no,
never wondered what was going on. No, not me. So what's up with Tom?
Well, it's nothing. He's leaving. Yeah, but
Tom's leaving.
Yeah,
he's beginning his official political campaign.
Yeah, that's right.
We've decided he may become mayor of some city in Nebraska. What did you do to the microphone?
I don't know. Somebody's screwing around with the gear here.
Oh, that's right. Well, it's because Bill Oliver's terrorizing him with his questions.
Somebody ripped the shock mount.
Actually, that was Sokol. Did you hear Sokol on Friday?
I heard that little bit of attitude that you got. Yeah. And imagine that attitude in this studio.
Golly.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. So,
unheard of.
Tom, you're leaving. Okay, when you get off the air, and we were thinking about making this a double split shift, you know, so that you have to come in at noon just on the last on the last
sure.
6 or 7 weeks of the thing.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Are you getting directly into the adventure of moving and heading up to Nebraska?
Actually, we will come August 17th.
You're going to tape your last new sportscast, aren't you? You're going to tape it.
You think?
Guess what? We may not play it. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
No, actually, that's not true.
I'll Tom Turbyville impersonator we've used all these years.
Yeah. No, I'll be here live for that afternoon on the 17th.
We're holding you to that.
No, I will. You can hold me to it. We'll take off on the morning of the 18th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there we go.
We were going to, I've been kind of working on venues for your farewell reception, and I was really disturbed to discover the Red Lion has been closed for a number of years.
Yeah.
There are some old people out there that are laughing at that.
That's
one.
Right. They sure are. Yes, indeed.
Try the ballroom at the Plaza. I hear it's divine.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
That's true. Yeah. Well, pick up some old bricks.
Anyway, and we'll be helping him. We tried to help him with his garage sale, found out he'd already had that over the weekend. Now we found some college guys who could maybe move his stuff for him. But now we turn our attention to you, Mr. Downs, an opportunity for us to help you become a better general manager.
As hard as that may be to believe.
Can you imagine?
It's possible. I'm not going to have to give up my naps, am I?
No. This is a report from the Daily Telegraph.
And bear in mind, this is coming from Scott.
That's right, in the UK.
At your business, Scott, do you have ice cream in a freezer for your employees?
You know, I don't.
Nor
do I. No. No, I don't. Mm-hmm.
Do you even have free coffee?
Yeah.
You do not. You have a. Free I bet coffee. You have a little cup.
There's a jar there.
I, in fact, have a lady who cooks regularly for my workers. She bakes
them
regularly.
Really?
She does. Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh. She makes treats for them. She makes birthday cakes.
Makes up for the crappy pay.
That's right. Just having to work for me. Yeah,
and no ice cream.
And no what? No ice cream.
Well, we have a lot of women employees, and that the ice cream is going, you know, that's pretty popular up here.
Yeah, it is.
You got the story there, Scott.
No, it is.
your turn, Scott.
Do you know where the ice cream box is, Scott?
I do. As a matter of fact, let me tell you, I must make a must make a confession. I actually was here Saturday, and I had a mini ice cream sandwich.
You did?
There.
Well, yeah, that's right. Did you bust a tooth?
No.
You know, we've had an employee break a tooth on the ice cream.
Who broke a tooth?
Krista.
Oh, my God.
She broke a tooth?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So now when she's talking to Chip, she says, oh, yep.
That sounds like an FCC fine.
Has she been eating mush all her life? I mean, it's just ice cream.
She bit into ice cream. It was really cold, and she broke a tooth. Wow.
This ice box works, baby. I mean, really.
Last week, or...?
A week and a half ago?
What did Krista say? I know it's safe for the radio.
Oh, drat. Mr. Downs, I broke a tooth. Fiddle.
Where's she from? What's the name of her? Mondale? Where's she from? Monahan?
Mineola.
Mineola. See, I knew it was one of those. Anyway.
Mondale?
Howdy, Camu.
It's Lindale is the town that's near there. I'm sorry.
What was your bit that you wanted to talk about? I apologize.
Okay.
Go ahead.
God, as if we can't get off subject by ourselves.
Everybody, listen to what Scott has to say.
Well, they've already heard it. That's why we called you in.
Oh.
Daily Telegraph reports new research shows that most people won't crack a smile until 11:16 a.m. the first day of work, and probably only produce 3.5 hours of actual work that day. It's part of our evolution, Ben. They feel that our tribe must once again reconnect every day, be it around the coffee pot, the water cooler, or over lunch. And after that initial bonding is done, people are geared up for a great week by Tuesday. So do we need to do something to jumpstart things on Monday so that they're not sluggish and they're ready to get out and be productive from moment one?
I blame Obamacare. That's just wrong.
What's wrong?
Well, for one thing, everybody's working lines up and down the hall, you know, saying, "Hey, did you know what? Hey, guess what?" So, and some of them work, not many. I don't think
no?
that's right.
No.
That reconnecting with the tribe business while couched in New Age drivel, I can see it because I was down the hall pretending to listen to how everyone's weekend went just a moment ago.
Trying to act interested.
And I could see some of that, but I think because of the fact that we start so early here, and by we, I mean you guys start so early here, that it kind of gives us a leg up on it.
Yeah,
you know?
Think so? Because we're just oozing energy.
I just can't imagine a place.
It's because we greet them with such an effervescent personality.
Wait, is that it?
Yeah, every day.
Hi, Scott. Shut up.
Yeah. If you just ask him to come by the studio every morning.
Who was in there
for
taping
pep talk.
You, Tom?
Yeah.
Who was taping you for the farewell? Was that a farewell address?
The news director over at KBTX heard the announcement and sent a young cameraman over, so that was nice.
Now wait a minute. So, have we had breaking news already? And we're getting wow.
How did we didn't even know it.
Did they elbow those people off that morning show to put this on? Wow.
They sent one of their morning producers over.
What I like
who gets up even earlier than we do. He gets up at 2 in the morning, so.
Yeah, he was falling asleep leaning against the door frame waiting for you to finish.
That's right. Who's this Tom Turbeman? Where am I going?
Who's Tim Turbeville?
And I got to tell you, we need to go discuss, you know, him getting right straight back here with Stephanie, the security kitten up front.
Oh, that's right.
Because, somebody walks in with a camera and says, "I'm here to record." I mean, what if it had been 60 minutes?
Yeah, really. Yeah. Then look where we're
going. To Mike Wallace.
Yeah.
Come on down, Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Now is the time to get your pets up to date with vaccinations and a checkup. Choose Love and Care Animal Clinic, offering quality veterinary medicine at affordable prices. Your pet is a part of your family, so you need to make sure they receive the best medical care possible. Your pet needs comprehensive medical and preventive care at state-of-the-art facilities. Your pet deserves Love and Care Animal Clinic, keeping your pets happy, healthy, and pampered. Call Love and Care at 846-8716 to book your next appointment.
Taking better care of your body is something that requires concentration. It's something that requires focus. It's something that requires commitment. And a lot of times when you start off on a program, maybe you start off strong, but then you can't keep it up. You can't keep that commitment up. That's one reason why I choose to go to Super Slow Zone. I'm Chase Murphy. Super Slow is something I've been doing for, almost 10 years now. And the reason why I go, because for me, I can talk myself out of just about anything. But with Super Slow Zone, it is a personal appointment you keep. It's an appointment that you make just like going to the doctor. You make an appointment with your one-on-one counselor. It is just you and that personal fitness counselor at Super Slow Zone, and they can make sure that you take better care of yourself physically. It's a specially designed program to tone your muscles up just to help take better care of your body. You will feel better if you go to Super Slow Zone. Call today for a free consultation at Super Slow Zone. 693-6100.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-nine out-after-five service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
I'm so glad it's summer.
Yeah, me too. No school.
Let's have a no school show.
Nice.
Prize. Let's call it School's Out for Summer. Get a new Dodge Quad Cab from Team Dodge starting at $19,988.
Nice prize.
Or a Chrysler 200 for $199 a month. And we've got 0% interest for 60 months.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike.
Team of Navasota, where you always get a nice price.
Come meet Meatball.
So let's say that you're a cab driver, okay? It's a couple of minutes before 9 o'clock.
That's what Tom's doing?
Yes, Tom will be driving a cab in Nebraska.
That's right.
Yeah, the
awesome.
Cab. The cab.
That's
okay.
Right. They are hiring campus bus drivers at NU, so, you know, so.
Hey, Tom, it freezes up there, okay, pal?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You know what a fishtail of bus.
Wait, hey, man, did you ride on that bus with that old man today?
That's not how they talk, Scott.
No, I know it's not. Anyway.
Pretty certain of that.
Cab drivers in Chicago are now authorized to charge passengers extra if they puke in their cabs.
Oh, I thought this was going to be a weight thing.
No. $50. $50. According to RedEyeChicago.com, a spokesperson for the city of Chicago says, it's about empowering the driver to say there's a consequence to puking all over their cabs. But it turns out that this is still cheaper than other cities. If you upchuck in Savannah, it'll cost you $75. And by golly, if you throw up
now,
in Austin...
That's a country song right there.
If you throw up in Austin, it's a C note, pal.
No kidding.
It's a C note, which ought to be because it's Austin. And, you know, everything is perfect and beautiful in Austin. And you can't have people throwing up in the cabs because everything's perfect and beautiful in Austin. So that's why it cost you $100 if you throw up in there. I'm just saying, just so you remember that. All right, on this date in history.
I love this part.
I know you do. Let me see. Yeah, it's loading.
It is.
Oh, you know what? Today was a big day.
What was it?
Today was July the 2nd.
It still
today
is.
Was the day that John Adams said,
we give me liberty or give me death.
No, he said, we need to celebrate. And this celebration will go from coast to coast till the end of time. But he was talking about today. He was talking about July the 2nd, not July the 4th. So, just saying. Some people believe that a UFO crashed near Roswell, New Mexico on this date in 1947. The rest is history. And Lyndon Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act of 1964.